What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hello, this is Smitchy.
I'm wondering what Emilio's going to say.
I'm just waking up.
All right. Smooth intro, as always.
I see you got your beer for breakfast over there.
I do. My buddy started making his own. Well, he's been doing it for a long time, but he made a honey blonde ale. It's pretty tasty.
Really good.
Yeah. Really quick question. If you could put any beer into any cereal, what kind of beer cereal would you make?
Like, instead of milk?
Yes.
And I had to? Probably something really mild, probably like Rice Krispies with like some sort of orange wheat.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would go
because
with like
it's gross.
Peanut
right?
butter milk stout.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, with some Count Chocula.
Oh, yeah. You fucking, well, you thought of it before.
No,
I was going off.
I'm just an on-the-fly genius here.
I mean, like
beer cereal, like a burial.
Oh. Yeah,
right. Let's get the episode title right out of the way. Sorry, gotta do it. That way I don't forget and name it something stupid. Burial.
We were making fun of him for last episode's title. It's like, it's basically the first five words of the podcast. He's just like, yeah, that's good.
That'll do. All right. So we gave away some games last week. We've got one more. So someone won a two-pack of Wizard of Legend. And he said we could give the extra copy away on stream today.
Sucks to not have friends, huh?
Well, I don't think, I think he wanted to be generous with it. And you can't gift two copies of a game to anyone on Steam anymore because you can't put a game in your inventory. Right. You have to actually put it directly into your library or it goes into someone else's library.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone already has the game, you can't gift it to them.
Hmm. But you could have offered him something of equal or lesser value.
Yeah. Like, could have done that. What are we, Walmart? We get store credit here?
No, they will go straight for the refund. Didn't like half of the watermelon you just ate? Return it. Get your full money back.
Yeah, that two hour refund.
Costco's the best. Costco takes everything back.
Oh, yeah.
Some lady gave them a dead tree after Christmas, like Christmas tree. And they took it back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend who used to work returns in Costco. I think if you work at Costco, you end up working all parts of it. But yeah, he worked returns for a while, and the shit that he saw was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Gross.
All right, so E3 has started. However, it's still going on. We're recording this on Sunday, so we haven't seen all of E3 yet. We've only seen what EA has to show off. So that's going to be some of the stuff on the radar section, starting with something I'm very excited about, Jedi Fallen Order. Is a new game that Respawn Entertainment is working on. So Respawn Entertainment, if you remember correctly, they're the ones that used to work on Call of Duty games, and then they got sick of making those, so they formed their own thing. I think Vince Zampella
Vince Zampella.
Yeah. So they went to make Call of Duty with robots.
Pretty much. Yeah. They made Titanfall 1 and 2. That's what they're most known for.
Yeah, they made Modern Warfare 1 and 2 and Titanfall 1 and 2. Wait, did they make Modern Warfare 2? I'm not quite sure.
I think
on that
so.
One.
I forget which Call of Duty game is which, so you'd have to go by dates. It was probably around, I think, mid 2000s or 2008.
Either way, they've never made a bad game.
Yeah, that's, I mean, they know what they're doing.
And their single player on, you were just talking about it, on Titanfall 2 is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
So there's a single player game, Bobby? What do we know
about
it?
We don't know anything about it other than the name right now, actually.
Well, no, they did have a few details, but not a whole lot. I'm trying to remember exactly what they were. It takes place between episode 3 and 4, so right between the prequel and the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
At a time where Jedi were being hunted down, you play a Padawan who survived the massacre. So you do get to play someone with force powers and gets a lightsaber. From what they described, I'm assuming it's a single player game.
Yeah, I would
bold,
assume so too.
You know, these days, I mean, to release anything that's not multiplayer or battle royale.
Well, these guys are really amazing at making multiplayer games, so I'm sure there will be a multiplayer element inside of it.
Yeah. But then again, some of the best Star Wars games were strictly single player, so I would sign up for a single player game as long as the quality is there. If anything, Star Wars and EA had made such a bad rep with their most recent game, so it's probably a good direction they're going.
Yeah, I agree.
The complete opposite.
Yeah.
EA now owns Respawn. They purchased them right after Titanfall 2.
Oh.
Oh, great.
So. That doesn't really work out for development teams. There was a lot. Visceral, I think. Not Visceral, but there was one after them that they got on board with EA and then...
Then killed them?
Yeah.
They've done that to like...
EA just eats them up and
like
shits them out.
Eight companies, I can't remember what they are, but
like I don't know, at least eight?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Zampella said on Twitter that it is a single player
story. It is
story.
Single player.
Right. I think that's boxes. A perfect place to put a character. You're a Padawan, so you're learning your characters as a game. Mm-hmm. You start off with no character or abilities, mm-hmm. and then you learn your abilities. So it makes sense if you start off with like a young kid.
And that's, I've been saying it for a while. That's what I really wanted, a single player Star Wars game. I know Battlefront has a single player to it, but it's like, what, 4 hours?
Yeah. And you never played it, right?
I played like 10, 20 minutes of it, but I didn't really get into it.
Yeah.
This seems like a more old school type of Star Wars single player game. You know, you start out as a Padawan.
I think you're hoping for it because we have nothing to go on. But yeah.
But the fact that you start as a Jedi. I mean, in Battlefront, you're just some rando, right? I don't think mm-hmm. you ever get to wield a lightsaber or do anything that incredible. I don't think there's a talent tree or a perk system.
That's what I'm worried about. It says a single player story game, not a single player RPG. Because the only Star Wars game I really enjoyed was Knights of the Old Republic, yeah. And if they go back to those like those RPG elements with Star Wars, that's where I would be definitely interested. I wouldn't want a Star Wars Battlefront single player mode extended an extra 8 hours longer.
Did you ever play the that one where you play as Darth Vader's apprentice, Starkiller?
No.
That was Bobby the first one was pretty good. The second one kind of sucked.
I think his name is like.
I think his name was Starkiller.
Yeah, Starkiller. His code name was Starkiller. Yeah, there's two of them.
Second come on, chat.
The last Star Wars game I played was Force Unleashed, online. I think
it
was.
There you go, Force Unleashed, yeah.
And those games were so weird. I must have talked about them before, but the first one was like really good for the time it came out, but it had some glaring issues.
Yeah.
The second one comes out, and they totally fixed those issues, but it had all new problems. Like, first of all, that game was like 4 hours long.
Yeah, I was about to say, a four-hour-long game.
Yeah, the second one was, it was weird.
The second Force Unleashed was only 4 hours long?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember beating it, and I'm like, where's the rest of it?
Isn't that a $60
game? Yeah, the story was like so anemic. Like, the story was there, but it was just like, I don't know. That game seemed really weird. I was very confused by it. Like, this is a game?
It was anemic. It made itself throw up after it ate.
It's bulimic.
It could have had a little more weight to it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Considering how large the Star Wars genre is, I'm calling it its own genre. Their games aren't that immersive, in my opinion. It doesn't go too in depth.
No.
With any direction the story can go. It's very linear. A lot of their recent titles.
Like, kind of going off what you said, I think they went so far with the multiplayer and it went wrong. I think the pendulum's going to swing back and it's going to be hard. Just one single player focused linear story.
I hope so.
Yeah. That's what
we
all
want.
Well,
maybe not focused linear, but a good single player game.
Yeah. It's all speculation until we know more.
Right.
They have a good track record. That's all we can say.
Yeah, definitely.
Next up, Sea of Solitude. I've not heard anything about this game. I've heard it mentioned. I've heard the name, and I thought people were making fun of Sea of Thieves. Like, I thought it was just like a meme.
Can you play the teaser trailer? Well, can you talk on this?
I've only seen the trailer, so I can only comment on it. But the game seems like a single player story driven game. Kind of like it reminds me of like Ico. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you're just one person, and you're like up against like this whole world of darkness.
In Ico, you were two people though, right?
Yeah, you were
kind of the princess.
Princess was just there, but she didn't do anything for you. She was just a brick.
Whoa. Is this what it looks like? It looks awesome.
Yeah, it's like a cel-shaded,
a lot of fun.
3D. Yeah.
Jeez.
It's like you're in a water world, and there's like a light and dark side of this world.
Wow.
And there's some kind of demon fish head that's tracking you.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you go into a dream state. Again, there's really not a lot.
It's like
a lot of platforming. Puzzle solving.
Yeah, it's a 3D world, post-apocalyptic, flooded. So you're going around in a boat. Reminds me a little bit of the light in the flood, the something in
flame
the flood,
in the flood,
the flame in the flood.
Yeah, post-apocalyptic in the world gets maybe like the icebergs melt or something, not like nukes went off or anything.
Right. Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like there's any combat in this game.
Yeah, it looks like you're running the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it's and beautiful.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Mm.
So yeah, it's very pretty.
The tagline they have on the website is, when humans get too lonely, they turn into monsters. That's what happens to Kay. Now only monsters can change her back.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay. So yeah, she does look like a demon girl.
Yeah.
She is like all black. She looks just like a big greedy shadow.
No, man. Like that's the whole premise of this. Like a girl gets lonely and turns into a monster and now she needs like redemption. That doesn't speak to me.
Yeah, not to me either, but people will enjoy this, I'm sure.
Look at that monster. You see the monster in the background? Yeah. Looks sweet.
It's a little shadow of the Colossus. It's the monster as well.
Metaphor. Yeah, it looks
in terms
a little,
of like the scale of the person compared to the scale of the environment. So she's very small compared to everything else around her.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby is not impressed.
It's interesting to everybody but Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It does look good though. I like the graphics. It's cool. Got an interesting style. All right. Next up, Anthem.
Yay, Anthem.
Oh, no.
So we just watched it all together. What did you guys think? Bobby, that was the first gameplay you had ever seen, right?
Yeah, I haven't really been following this game too closely. It's been talked about for a long time, so I feel like it's been in the conversation for a while, and everyone's kind of written it off maybe as a Destiny 2 clone, and it does look very similar to that. The graphics look amazing, but I don't know. Maybe there could be something more to this game.
Yeah. I do like the fact that you're in a mech, and I do like the idea of when you upgrade things. Like, if I get a new shoulder cannon, I'll probably be able to see the shoulder cannon on my shoulder, right?
It's more of a like an Iron Man power suit.
There you go. Like an Iron Man power suit. And as you upgrade your suit, I imagine you're going to be looking cooler and cooler as you built onto it, like a hot rod in your garage.
Definitely.
In that sense, I think it's really
yummy.
Sweet.
Yeah,
excuse me.
Gosh.
I'm drinking beer over here. So as opposed to Destiny, where you just get like power crystals and then your power level goes up and you might get a different skin or change color or whatever. Yeah. But this, at least, it'd be a huge miss if they don't have that. Where like
a lot of customization.
It seems like the style for the gear seemed class specific.
Yeah, definitely.
Whatever that roguelike class with the blinking, or maybe it was a mage-like class. You know, the armor was very slim. It had a cape, and then of course the Colossus, which is I'm assuming the tank class. His armor was very bulky, and he had that giant shield.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to Anthem because, of course, it's BioWare. I'm a huge fan of the Mass Effect series. And when we got to watch the gameplay trailer, it reminded me, for a little bit, when you were maneuvering through the environment, it reminded me of Andromeda because it's absolutely beautiful. It seems a little bit linear, but the actual combat and the gameplay reminded me too much, you're right, of Destiny.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to compare this to Destiny 2. This game has a chance to succeed where Destiny failed.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've played Destiny, you know, it's a very, at least for me, I finally understand it now. When everyone was playing Destiny 1 and talking about it, it was very frustrating for me to hear it. Now that I have played Destiny 2 a lot, I totally understand their complaints and that weird love-hate relationship you have with it. It's exactly like an ex-girlfriend, you know, like you get tired of hearing people complain about her and then like they go back and then they swear it off. It's that type of thing. But I don't know. I think the fact that BioWare is involved with this gives me a little bit more hope. Because Destiny 2, that's what's so frustrating about it. It has the potential to be so great, and there's some great things about it, but it misses the mark somehow.
And I'm hopeful for the class specifications and the teamwork emphasis that they are putting onto Anthem. This trailer basically represents four different people, maybe a party of four, going into a dungeon and or instance and approaching different bosses and different environmental hazards. And I'm really excited to see how teamwork plays a role in this game, because with Destiny 2, you could all be the same class and accomplish the same thing. Mm. Whereas this one here, maybe there are particular specifications, and that's what appealed to me in World of Warcraft and most MMOs. You need a certain diversity of gamers in order to accomplish the goal.
Right.
So I hope there's an emphasis on that. I hope all the bosses and everything else are easy to the point where you're just shooting and blowing things up. I hope there's a lot of mobility and strategy involved into the combat.
I think there will be. I mean, you can fly at will. So that adds a whole element right there. Because Destiny.
Well, I think one character can fly.
No, they were all flying.
Yeah. All of them can fly.
Yeah. They really? Were,
that's yeah, one of the biggest selling points. Yeah.
See, I saw one of the guys when they were running around and he just had a cape on. So is he like magic or something? Because everyone else just, had rocket
maybe
boosters.
He was like hiding
fly. Well, they can all fly.
No, he's a,
well, they all have rocket drone. Yeah. But there was one dude who just straight up like Iron Man flew like Mighty Mouse through the
they
whole.
They all did, dude. They, that's really? How they got there. Yeah. They all flew together.
I think what he's saying is like they all have power suits that could fly, but the scout class or whatever, the really small one, was just like flying at solid, like there's no rocket booster.
Well, he had a cape, so he had plus one to cool guy. Yeah. Anyway, so again, all it's speculation. Magic, it's fun to talk about. I think at the beginning of the year, I put this as my number one most anticipated game. I think it might still be there. I would say it's probably
it's already bought.
It's probably already bought.
It's already bought, but we're keeping our expectations low.
Well, it comes out February, late February 2019. So we got a while. I'm sure we'll be getting more information. And they haven't mentioned a price point on this yet, have they?
I'm sure it's a $60 game, yeah. But more on that later, because EA has a new Origin Access we'll be talking about.
All right, next up, Yoku's Island.
Wait, does EA own BioWare too?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
Hopefully not.
Okay.
this is brought up by somebody in the Discord. Thank you for that. If you want us to talk about a game you're not sure about buying, we'll take a look at it too and give you our opinion. Just put it. All you have to do is link it into the listener questions portion of our Discord, and we'll get to it. That's how we got this little gem. I thought it was really cool. Oh, it was Jens. He was talking about what a strange combination of genres can show up and be a cool looking game. So you're this like little ant that's attached to a pinball. And so you're playing a Metroidvania type game, maybe like Ori and the Blind Forest. It's not the same graphics. It's more 2.5D, kind of like somewhere in between. I don't know how to explain it. Something like some of the things look real, but anyway, you're attached to this pinball and you throw it in order to jump and it bounces off things, but also there's bumpers and stuff from a pinball game, and you can do and there's a lot of like,
oh man, that reminds me of Donkey Kong
Country. That's exactly what I was going to say, where you go into a barrel, the barrel's spinning and you click when you want to go, and then you'll just go into these little mini games. There's also portions that remind me of Sonic the Hedgehog.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Dude, so, Sonic Spinball, you ever play that? Sonic Spinball was an awesome game anyway. From that game.
What?
It was not. Then, Emilio.
And then Recycled in Twitch chat is saying Pegglevania, and I can see the Peggle elements all the same.
Is that
as
a new
genre?
Pegglevania?
No, Peggle? You haven't played Peggle?
Yeah, I know, but
I played
This is
so
by
much
Team
Peggle.
17.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that they're the publisher.
Oh, okay.
Not the developer. But Team 17, they do the Worms games.
And we didn't get any of this from the trailer, but the music, the one song that they played was fucking awesome. It matched it very well. So Sam's like, buy it for me right now, because I was watching it while I was doing the show notes. It's got an 84. Maybe I will buy it.
Download an emulator, get it, play
Sonic
Spinball.
So it's available right now.
The game is awesome. Mm.
It's available $20.
That's
decent
pricey.
Reviews. Yep. Yeah, May 29th. This is fairly new.
And I haven't enhanced Steam yet now. And that's the cheapest it's ever been, I think.
Okay. Spinball's free.
Team 17, at some point, multiple times a year, at some point they're going to have a publisher discount, like for Team 17, where you buy all their games and get a huge discount, or all the other games are on sale. They do it all the time.
They've done it before?
Yeah, they've done it many times before. So eventually, I'm 100% sure this game will be on sale.
Yoku's Island Express.
Yep.
Oh, Yoku's Island Express. Forgot the express part. All right. So, yeah, next week, after we've seen the rest of E3, I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about. Ubisoft still got to do their thing. Microsoft, Nintendo, although that won't really affect us. And one or two other big ones. Sony. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure big announcements from them are coming as well.
Something was announced today, and it didn't say whether or not it was coming out for PC. I couldn't find it anywhere. Kingdom Hearts. Oh, we don't know if we're going to get that.
Probably not.
But it's going on Xbox, PC. Though.
Is it?
They need to announce something about Kingdom Hearts.
It might be on Windows
they
10 did. Then.
Well, they...
They did?
Yeah, a bunch of stuff came out today. But it's coming out for Xbox and PlayStation at the same time. So if it comes out for Xbox, that gives us hope that it's coming to PC. I've never played a Kingdom Hearts. I really would like to play it. Something similar to Kingdom Hearts, I think. Is it turn-based?
No, it's action RPG.
It's action RPG.
It's an action RPG, yeah.
Never mind. I was going to try to do a segue there, but let's go into Realm Royale, what everybody's playing there.
Realm Royale. So yeah, we all had a chance to play it this week. This is the new Battle Royale game from Hi-Rez. So Hi-Rez, they made Smite. They made Global Agenda. Nobody remembers that. Can't.
They made Paladins.
Paladins.
Tribes. Yeah. The last Tribes. Tribes Ascension, yep. I think it was. Yep. I don't think they were part of the original Tribes, but I think they bought the rights later.
When I put this on here and I was like, oh, we're going to talk about Hi-Rez, I was like, I know Bobby's going to bring up Global Agenda, game that like nobody played but him.
Well, the thing about Hi-Rez is they've tried a lot of things, and then when they find something that's successful, like Smite, then they really put all their efforts into that, at least for a while. People are complaining that they aren't paying as much attention to Smite anymore. And if Realm Royale, it's kind of a tongue twister, if Realm Royale takes off, I'd imagine that means less attention paid to their other games.
Yeah, and I think it might take off too.
It has taken off, man.
Yeah,
it's blowing up, you know, on Twitch. It
seems to be very popular. I'm gonna pause this video right here. So this is Dryberry. Remember him from back in the day?
We used to watch all his videos trying to learn.
We ran into him playing in Smite all the time. Yeah, he was a big personality back in the Smite days, and now he is an executive producer on this game.
Good on him, man. He's a smart dude for sure.
Yeah, it is. So that big brain he's got in that big head.
It's literally pushing his eyes out of his skull.
But he's a cool dude. His content back in the Smite days were great.
Really good videos.
Casting. Yeah. He did a lot for that game.
Yeah, he did.
So out of all the Battle Royale games, this is not my genre. This one interested me the most. And I had a lot of fun with it. I think I played about 2 hours of it, but then I was immediately over it. It's in alpha, and it very much feels like it's in alpha. It's missing a lot of those external things outside of the game, like the customizations,
UI
credit. The UI, like a lot of those things. The core gameplay is absolutely there. You got class systems in this. Warrior, they all have their own perks and the types of weapons they can use. And they're really emphasizing no building. And apparently a lot of people don't like that about Fortnite. Like, you have to be really good at building.
It turned me off right away. That's the number one thing that turned me off about it.
70-80% of the reason I won't play Fortnite.
Yeah, so I think they probably heard that and they're like, yep, no building here. But there is a bunch of other new
things.
There's
forging.
There's forging, which is, I think it's a great mechanic.
They have a lot of really cool mechanics in here.
Yeah. I mean, Hi-Rez is a great company, and they're really transparent, too. As they work on, they'll be talking to the public and getting feedback. I mean, if their track record says how it was, you can actually almost see what they're working on as they work on it, because they're like, oh, this is obvious a problem. Okay, this is what's going to happen in the next patch notes. And they'll tell you that before, because most games, it's just like, oh, it's patch notes day, and here's what we changed. No, you'll know beforehand what's going to change. I love Hi-Rez. Hopefully they keep everything like that going. But as far as the new mechanics, it's the first Battle Royale that has classes. Another thing is it tells you where the first circle is.
Yeah, before you even drop.
Before you even drop. I don't know if... I think I like this because it can add to the strategy. You can jump outside of the circle and there'll be less people there, I guess.
Yeah.
And it concentrates more of the battle. It gets going quick. Like, the first battles happen very, very fast.
In fact, a lot of the first battles are almost strictly melee.
Yeah.
You are already equipped with, well, outside of Fizz, you are pre-equipped with class.
Some melee weapon, right?
Melee weapon.
Like a dagger. I think everybody starts out with the same dagger.
Just the same dagger? Okay. Yeah. And then, of course, you're competing for loot, which is found in chests, and it drops on the ground a lot like Fortnite. So you actually have to look at it and pick it up, though. You can't just walk over it.
Right. Not only are there weapons that are loot, but there's a lot of abilities. I mean, you start off with a base ability that has to do with your class, but you can pick up new ones, and you can pick up items as well.
So they consider the abilities potions. So these abilities, you have to run around and pick them up.
They have a healing and an armor potion as well.
No, they're actually because...
Well, there are items you can pick up that are potions that will heal you or give you armor.
Okay, so maybe I misinterpreted it, because as a mage class, it says the potions are 20% or
30%,
30% better
that
efficiency.
Just means the potion.
So I'm assuming the abilities are...
No, the potions that you drink do 30%
armor,
more.
So armor and health.
Yeah, okay. That's his perk.
That's a weak-ass perk.
Well, you know what I really like about...
It's one of the weaker ones.
Yeah.
It's better than 10% running speed that I get with an assassin. That thing's damn near useless.
I don't know. You're running away from somebody.
I mean, Warrior, I played mostly Warrior, and he regenerates like 5 health a second, which isn't that great either. But he's got he can get some really good melee weapons, and he's got a dash to like use as a gap closer. But what I really like about this game was the map. Now, the map is about the average size you would expect, but it's got these different biomes. It's got this desert area, then it's got this icy tundra area, then there's the forest, and it's set in like a... like a fantasy medieval section. Fantasy realm type.
But really, really fantasy.
And you also have mounts.
Which is nice. Nice mechanic as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no fall damage.
And so, if somebody shoots you when you're on your mount, you fall off it right away. Right. So it's not like something that you can
use it run away.
You can get dismounted very easily. So I don't know. I like this a lot better than the other Battle Royale games, but still after 2 hours, I was just kind of over it. I had a really good run, and then I'm just like, it's not getting better than that. And then everything after that was just... I wasn't as into it.
So there is a no fall damage, and that's really cool because you just drop out of the airship and then you fall. There is no parachuting down.
No parachute,
which just, that can be a lot at first. Yeah. I was trying to maneuver through the air like I had a parachute because that's what I'm used to in Battle Royale.
You
can maneuver
a little bit, but not a whole much. It's kind of like falling in PUBG before you pull the parachute.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of. You don't have a whole lot of control.
But you can actually get a lot more distance than you would in PUBG without pulling the parachute. Yeah.
I do want to elaborate a little more.
Actually, PUBG, you can get a lot of distance, but with the parachute, you get significantly more.
Especially if you pull it early.
Mm-hmm.
But the map's so much smaller here, you can almost get anywhere you want. Mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't having any trouble. You can get to...
You can cover like 75%
of the map,
And when you forge your weapons, so you pick up items and you can either use them or you can just turn them into some sort of currency that you can use at a forge to turn it into a better weapon. And these create these contention points all around the map. Like you see a forge icon on your map, you run towards it. You usually know someone else is going to be there and that you can fight them and maybe snipe them while they're waiting for their item to finish. It takes a minute for it to finish reforging.
And so get their gear.
I like how there's these, rather than just a big circle closing in and forcing everyone together, there's these other points that give you power and people will fight over that. So there's other reasons to fight rather than, hey, we're just all being crammed together.
And you could camp those, or there's a lot, a bunch of more strategies that you can implement now.
Yeah, a little pro tip. If you see smoke coming out of a forge from far distance, that means somebody's there forging.
Well, you can hear it when you start getting close. You can buff it like easily hear it.
Yeah, you're not physically forging the stuff. You kind of set it to start working, and then it just starts going
up. Timer pops up, and you can go like hang out somewhere else.
You definitely have to listen in, though, because in this game, when you die, you can actually respawn as long as you don't die. When you die,
are you talking about the best part of the game?
Yes.
The chicken mechanic?
Yes.
It's fucking awesome.
That's a great way to do that, too, because it gives you an opportunity to redeem yourself. And not only that, if you're playing in a group, I played duos with someone, and I got hit, turned into a chicken, and he was able to go after the person that shot me and kept him busy long enough for me to respawn. So I really like that. And the chickens are hilarious.
Yeah, you're completely useless as a chicken. You have 700 HP.
You got a little white flag you're running around with.
Yeah.
And the chicken's all chubby.
And it's very loud. And you can't. It's obnoxious. Hard to hide.
Yeah, you're not a regular size chicken. You're super fat. Jerky chicken.
While you're moving, the chicken makes noise. But if you stop moving, it'll be silent. So that's a little...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can hide in a corner.
So you have to...
But Minnie had... so we were playing 4v4, I think we're spots. Against. Yeah, and I had been killed. Anyway, there was two fighting two, and at any one time there was three chickens and one person, but the other guy would keep popping up.
Yeah, the
and
other
like,
chicken would respond.
You have to keep track of which the last chicken to turn into a chicken was, because if you go and shoot the wrong guy at the wrong time, they're going to both pop up. You know, you got to keep track of what chickens need to be killed because you got 30 seconds to kill it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great mechanic. It's fun.
Yeah. In my game, I had somebody I was fighting against 1v1. We chickened each other. I turned him into a chicken, and then they had a delayed on their... And they were like poison gun, and then
it
turned me into a chicken. So we double chickened.
Yeah.
And
then
first.
As we respawned, we ended up fighting each other again, or one of us got away, I don't remember. There's a lot, what I like about this game is that there's a lot of confrontation. You know, when you first land, when you're meeting up at, contesting at these forge points, I like that the action is virtually nonstop until your team is wiped or until you're in an inner circle. It doesn't feel so much like a running simulator like a lot of other battle royales. But the problem with me is that the weapons aren't realistic enough for me. So it frustrates me because it's a very much a cartoon shooter, but the physics are there.
Yeah.
It's just that
what didn't you like about them? They weren't real, like they weren't.
Well, the shots being delayed longer than I thought they would. Mm-hmm. So you really have to time the distance and the momentum of the bullet.
Every weapon handles differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some hit scan weapons. They have some projectile weapons.
Mm-hmm. They have hit scan weapons.
Yeah,
too?
Like three of the weapons are hit scan.
Oh, okay. Well, if anything,
the pistol, one of the pistols,
the revolver, the heirloom rifle, and I think one other.
Okay.
Yeah. So for me, it's I guess out of all the battle royales, I prefer more realistic ones. Since I started with DayZ, played H1Z1. I like PUBG a lot, even with all of its flaws. And with this one here, it's good for me. I do enjoy it because I wouldn't play Fortnite, but I would play
this
Realm Royale.
Yeah. Yes. So going back to the weapons and the chicken mechanic, to get your class weapon, you need to kill a chicken. When you kill a chicken, you get a chicken leg. Then you can forge your class weapon. And everybody.
I never knew
the
that.
The last two sentences were so ridiculous, but I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah, yes.
That's hilarious.
Yes, please put the chicken leg in your legendary sword.
So
yes.
I did not win any one of these games. What happens when you win?
It just says Realm Royale.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
And there's you don't no earn anything
dance,
for winning.
There's no emotes.
No, it's alpha.
So that's the best part over PUBG is that, like, everybody gets a chicken dinner in this game.
Yeah, because you all do at
least one chicken. Or at least a chicken leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the class weapons, they're all really unique. Like, as my assassin character gets a sniper rifle that can one-shot anybody with a headshot, Warrior gets an axe that you can throw, and there's a bunch of really cool weapons.
Yeah, the engineer gets a grenade launcher kind of thing.
They're all really cool, unique weapons.
Yeah.
Well, this game's doing very well. It's got over 100,000 people playing right now, according to Steam charts. So people are playing it, and people are liking it, too. A lot of people are streaming it. I know Ninja was streaming it.
I was watching Shroud play his first game. Of course, he won. First game.
Nice.
And by the way, his partner, because you can't play single, which I thought was weird. Mm-hmm. You have to play duos.
You can now.
Here's the thing, too.
June 9th, they just solo queue added.
Oh,
yeah. The thing about this game, too, there's definitely a learning curve because of the class system. Mm-hmm. I assumed everybody had the same restrictions I did because I mostly just only play the mage class. I should have switched it up a little bit.
Mage is really awesome.
So, mage has the best
traversal
starting ability.
Yeah.
That flying thing is amazing.
It's awesome.
And Emilio, we were playing together. He was a mage and I'm an assassin. My traversal really sucks. I like jump 10 feet and he's like flying to the top of the tower. He's like, hey, I got this. And I'm like, fucking asshole.
We went to a tower and then I was like, I Mary Poppins to the top. And he's like, I bet the best shit's at the top, right? And like, well, I don't know. I'll let you know. But what's funny is I opened, and you know, kind of the things fly out. Uh-huh. I opened it and the things flew over the edge and fell onto Minnie anyway. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, here, take this piece of shit sword, you pleb.
So I think it's definitely a fun game, especially being that there are so many different classes and there's so many different ways to relearn a battle royale because of the class system. Oh. So I can definitely appreciate what they're doing with Realm Royale, and I look forward to playing it more.
Now, this game also has a ranking system, which I find really awesome. Once you start playing enough games, it'll give you your account rank.
And does it queue you with like rank individuals?
I have no idea. Probably not yet, but I'm sure they will have that.
Well, because there's so many players.
Yeah, how are you going to match make for 100 people?
Yeah.
But in the future, I'm sure they'll add a lot more cosmetics. That's I think what we can expect. And then, you know, just they're accepting feedback right now. So anything that people complain about, I'm sure they'll address. It's only going to get better from here. But the core game is pretty impressive.
Yeah, they got a subreddit. They got a Discord. And they're all pretty active on there.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's looking good. Looking good for Hi-Rez.
Yeah. Speaking of battle royales that also have done very well upon their release, Totally Accurate Battlegrounds. If you haven't heard of it, it's hilarious. And it's meant to be a parodic version of Battle Royale. Currently it's $4.99. It'll cost you nothing if you were one of the first, I think they said within the first 100 hours, you could have installed it for free, which is what I did. And most of everyone I convinced to download. So Totally Accurate Battlegrounds. It's a physics-based Battle Royale, and it's hilarious because your character
ridiculous.
Looks like a hot dog person, and it flaps around like a rag doll. And it's a very minimal yet accurate impersonation of Battle Royale games.
Yeah, it's very polygonal graphics.
Yeah, so you're basically like, it's like Battle Royale with Gumbies. And yeah. When you start out the game, you have your character and you can randomize its skins. And so it's hilarious, the different skins. You could be wearing a skirt, you could have a chicken costume, you could have a poncho with a sombrero on your head. So
I like how you look at game. Emilio as soon as you say that.
It's meant to be a very light version and impression, and it's meant to be silly and goofy. So the nice thing about this is that it does have a shooting range, so you're able to pick up all the different weapons, try them out.
That would help me so much in
every game.
There's
a lot of different melee options, and they have really silly mechanics. For instance, there's a dummy grenade where when you throw the grenade, it spawns a dummy person. So they could shoot at the dummy person, and when it dies or when it runs out of time, it literally floats up to the air like a balloon.
Oh, that's funny. It's so goofy. A cage grenade, too, where you throw it and you trap the person.
Oh, that's really cool. And on top of this, too, so I didn't get to play as much as I wanted to, and I really barely just tip of the iceberg in terms of what you can do in this game. Your inventory is huge. You can carry so much. I'm not sure if it's even unlimited what you can carry. But there are a lot of different weapons and items in this game. Unfortunately, I only got to play two games that I solo queued. And then after that, all the servers went crashing down. No. And that's typical of a new release game and Battle Royale. So it reached over 3 million downloads, I think, since it's been released.
Jeez, good
and
for them.
So
20,000 people playing
it
now.
So and it's so goofy. When you go in, it's a lot of fun. It's not to be taken seriously. And
how was the gunplay?
Ridiculous.
The physics are on point. It's definitely a physics.
Yeah. You aim at something, you can kill it.
And yes, absolutely. Oh. But you maneuver weird. I mean, you've got hot dogs for arms and legs, so you have to understand. There's some goofiness, and when you get shot out of this floating train that goes through they're basically boxcars.
Can we let Bobby talk?
Oh,
he's been trying to get in.
Well, you guys were talking about the physics, and there's a part in this trailer I think coming up here where. Someone is on a ledge sniping, and the force from the gun just forces her right off the ledge.
Yeah,
it was just hilarious. Fires the 50 cal, and she flies back.
Does it happen with the other machine guns? Do you move back when you're shooting?
Honestly, the two games that I played, I did not pick up a gun. The only gun I held was in the training simulator. If you get hit by a grenade, you actually get bounced.
Is there a chat in this game? Can distance. You talk to people?
Probably. It looks like there is.
I think so. I saw Shroud playing this, and they had both run out of ammo, and he had a shield. So he just had a shield and he ran at the other guy. Uh-huh. And you can't shoot the shield. Not even through the hole, I don't think. So he was completely invulnerable. And the guy's shooting up the shield and his buddy is behind them with a sword. He's like, get closer, get closer, get closer. And they got closer and he went around and he killed the guy. It was awesome.
The shield being like a full body riot shield.
Yeah, riot shield.
So as long as the servers are working okay, it's a lot of fun, especially with friends. You can queue up with people, but we could not get... I queued up with, I think, a squad, but we could not get into a game.
So it's single, duos, and squads?
It's single, and then up to how many people you want to queue up with.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think it's elaborate enough to segregate solo versus squad.
Gotcha.
At least not that... For what I know and what I can tell.
No, I need more out of my $5.
It's a very bare-bone UI. Bare-bone.
Cool.
And so when you get shot out of the boxcar train floating, what's meant to be the airplane, it's a straight torpedo. You're like a rocket and being launched into the ground, and it takes nothing but a second and a half or two to hit the mark. And it's hilarious. You don't suffer fall damage or anything else. And then when you land on the ground, the loot is very and probably more scarce than what I can tell from other battle royales. And the buildings and homes, you don't have to worry about windows and or doors. Even if there is a door, you no clip through it. You just walk through it. So
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I saw one guy, like, he just like jumped through a window and like fell on his face. And
yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, the physics mechanics is it's what's the most appealing. And it's a lot of fun. And for $5, it's worth it. And your computer can probably handle it. So it's a great way for any type of PC gamer to get into Battle Royale.
I love that some people were like, Fortnite, not goofy enough. Let's get crazier. And they're making money, so good for them. I'm curious to think or to find out what you thought of Battle Chasers.
Okay, so yeah, on the show notes, I got a little sad face next to it.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, it's the reason, because I really liked the game. I was having fun. Mm-hmm. And but every like 25 minutes I was playing this, the game would just kind of have an error and then crash. But it would like auto save. Like,
is this because you were playing on your...
Probably, because I'm playing on Windows 8. Windows 8 sucks, but yeah, that's why I got on.
Not just that, but you were also playing,
playing on your Surface.
Yeah, my Surface Pro too. So
yeah,
it, I mean, it ran fine. It was I was probably getting a solid 30 frames in world and 60 frames in battle. So it was running fine.
Did you find that it was strange, the three different maps types that there are?
There's Maybe the, I didn't get that far.
There's the there's an overhead map.
Right. Yeah.
Then there's that like
dungeon map.
Dungeon map.
And they got the battle map. Or yeah. The battle. Yeah. It's good. Well, it's kind of like Final Fantasy, where you got the overworld, you got the in town, and you got the battle. Yeah, I was having a lot of fun with this game. Every 20 minutes, it was kind of crashing down. Well, it happened once. I was like, okay, let me change the graphics settings. Happened again, it was running a little bit better. And changed the graphics settings again, made it a little lower. And then my computer just completely crashed.
Well, outside of the complications, what did you get to experience with the game? Or enjoy about it?
The fight system is like very like... I want to say early Final Fantasy with better graphics.
Yeah.
Just like fight, special abilities, items.
Like a Final Fantasy 7-ish.
Yeah, like that or Persona if you guys played that.
So a very generic JRPG approach.
Yeah, I would have to say that. But the hits were really satisfying. You got that big robot and he just like gut punches people. It's really fun to watch him like just hit somebody with his giant fist. But then my computer crashed. And not just like a crash where restart, like my...
is dead.
Operating system fried. And I was like,
well, dude, you have a Surface Pro 1.
I know.
Surface That's Pro a 2. Tablet, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's a tablet.
You know they're on 17.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, no, 17 or something. Some really high. But yeah, then I restarted, tried to reload Windows. I successfully reloaded Windows 8. But now my PC like stays on for 5 minutes and then just crashes again. So there's...
But people should know this is not your gaming rig.
This is not my gaming rig.
You've been away, so you're playing on this.
Right. So,
and so what's your review of that?
The hour that I was able to play was really fun. Okay, it was a lot of fun.
Not just the game, but your experience with... what was the program you were using? Were you using Steam Stream or...?
No, I was just using regular Steam.
Yeah, you can only stream on Steam if you are on the same local
Wi-Fi
network.
That's right.
Yeah. So some of these games, these turn-based combat games... especially the old ones, you can literally just hold down the attack button every time it's your turn and win some matches. I never noticed this when I was a kid, but then I go back and I play like Final Fantasy 3 and I'm just like, oh, this is a lot more linear than I thought.
And you probably could do that in this game.
Yeah, you probably could, but it would take a lot longer.
Yeah, because there is good combo systems.
There's combo systems and there's so many abilities. Like each person has... just throwing something out there, like early game, every guy has 12 maybe abilities, so that just adds a lot. And then if you want to combo them up, so it's basically a little, you're playing a little mini game, puzzle game, to try to see what's the most effective strategy versus what monsters. But it's just going to speed things up. Yeah, you're right, you could just tap it, but it's going to take three times as long and not look as cool.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They have a cool little mechanic where when you just push A or whatever you're saying, Bobby, like you just attack the guy, you gain overpower or something, Overwatch. Something
it's like
that.
Overpower, overcharge.
Yeah. Overcharge. Yeah. And what overcharge is, it's free mana. So if you punch the guy a bunch, then you can do abilities without using your real mana. So it encourages you to, you know, sauce him up with a little 1-2, 1-2, and then hit him with the big bang.
Yeah.
And then they all look sweet. Like, one of the biggest selling points is how sweet this game looks. And I like that you guys are listening, because, like, I love when I talk about a game and then I'm looking at the Discord and, like, multiple people are playing Battle Chasers. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad, like, you talking about a game and then I go and play it, then I got to talk about it. Like, I feel kind of like we're just kind of
rehashing
it.
Yeah, but you're just reiterating, you know.
It's definitely a good game. I have to get my stamp approval on this. Earlier, you were also talking about... if there's somebody wants to mention a game, we'll go ahead and review it.
Yeah.
Warconius gave me a game called Fantasy Versus.
Okay.
It's fucking terrible.
can we look
like,
at it?
I think like a $7 game, really
so
cheap.
So it's not Fantasy Versus 13.
No.
Because remember, once upon a time, maybe, what, 10, 15 years ago they announced that?
Yeah.
Fantasy Versus 13.
Did it ever come out?
The teaser trailer? No.
Yeah, nothing ever came of that. No. yeah, thanks for Warconius for the game, for buying me this game. And it has good reviews, so people enjoy it. But it's
is it MMO?
It's not an MMO. They have like a 4v4 versus online thing, or you can do the single player. I only played a bit of the single player to understand what the game was about. And then my plan was to, because I'm heading back out of town, play this on my Surface because it's, you know, not very strenuous game, but now it's dead. But the game is kind of like you just take control of a hero. You can buy different heroes with beating maps. And they all kind of just do the same thing. They have like an AoE attack. There's like a straight attack. There's buffs. It's really nothing unique about this game.
What's going on? It's an action RPG? What is it?
Yeah, it's like an action RPG, but I don't think you can level up your character. I don't think there's anything like that. You just kind of like buy new ones.
It's an action RPG? I thought this is a strictly multiplayer game,
isn't it? Action, indie, yeah. Adventure, casual. It's RPG.
There's single player and a 4v4 multiplayer. Oh, okay. And I haven't played the multiplayer yet.
This looks a lot like, oh man, there's a game that I used to play back in the day. I think it was technically classified as a MOBA. It was by Nexus Games or whatever.
Okay. MOBO?
MOBA.
MOBA.
MOBA. Sorry, I misheard.
He did say MOBA.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my God. What? Dragon's Nest? Dragon's something? I'm going to look it up. But this looks so similar to it. And
are we branching off to another shitty game from an originally shitty game? Probably. All right.
The developer on this is called Animu Games. So you should just know it's going to be like a meme game. Just anybody that says Animu.
Yeah, but it does have good reviews.
It has good reviews, but I think that's because the people who are reviewing it are the people who are going to like this game. It's like overall not right, a gotcha. Good game.
Like only people that would enjoy this game would buy this game, right?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so not for you.
Oh, my God.
That's okay.
That looks pretty similar, Bobby.
This looks a lot faster paced and a lot more fun. A lot more fun.
This could be...
Tell us how you really feel, man.
Yeah, I think this is like the newer... I played it when it didn't look anything like this. Okay. It looked like garbage back then. But yeah, Dragon's Nest. That's kind of what this...
Interesting game, reviews on that. I've never seen a dichotomy like that. Really? Go back to the other one, Bobby.
So mostly negative for recent.
Yeah, and then mostly positive for overall.
Yeah, but
I've never seen like
something must have happened.
1,800 yeah. All mostly positive for all reviews, but 35 mostly negative.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if you read a few reviews, then okay, yeah, recent patch broke the game for Windows 10.
Oh,
so, yeah, something.
God, they really need to do something about those reviews when they're hardware based or like technical.
Valve doesn't do shit about shit. Yeah, right. Valve should really do this. And they're like, fuck it.
I don't think we put it in the news, but it's not in the news, but Valve just came up with a new thing saying,
we need to talk about that.
Yeah, can we? Okay. I will bring it up in the news.
Yeah.
Valve,
but we won't. let me hear about Leisure Suit Larry. I feel like that's of all characters, the one that's most like me.
Leisure Suit Larry?
At least a few years ago, anyway.
You're not going out every night trying to get laid. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Wearing a white suit, short, squat, white dude.
Yep. Is it really that hard?
Just kidding. To get laid?
Just kidding.
Not for me.
Not for an Asian girl, I guess.
Let me save this in the news.
Ladies, email me at emilio@dlgaming.net.
So, Leisure Suit Larry Magna Cum Laude is the name of this game, and I talked about it last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, when the new Leisure Suit Larry game came out, and I looked on Steam. I'm like, oh shit, they got all the Leisure Suit Larry games. So I love these games when I was...
Did you buy the whole pack?
Younger. Yeah, I did. There was like a deal on some site. You can go to istthereanydeal.com, and you can find all the bundles that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are not worth anything, but occasionally you'll find something good. And if you're specifically looking for something, then it'll help out. Like this was just some random European site.
Why not big screen this, Bobby?
Yeah, I will. I don't think they have a video here, but I found for $4, I got all the Leisure Suit Larry games. And this
all
is one.
Them?
Yeah. All the old ones.
I got to say the title is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, the idea Magna Cum Laude. So obviously it's based in a college. You play, not Leisure Suit Larry, but his nephew, who's going to college, and you're just going around trying to
That's his nephew right there?
Yeah, that's his nephew. Looks just like him.
He doesn't look college age at all.
Yeah, he looks a little older. So you're going around, you're just trying to sleep with women by lying to them and getting them drunk, you know, the usual deal. And this game's awful. It's got horrible reviews. Not only is it just kind of like a little weird. I mean, this is like Revenge of the Nerds, but someone tried to redo it in the 2000s. It's just, it does not feel right in this day and age. But it's pretty much all mini games. They took out all the puzzle solving from the old Leisure Suit Larry games. And this is all mini games, like trying to, let me pull up a screenshot here, trying to like navigate a sperm through this obstacle course where you hit the right things. And they have ones where you do the coin flip, or you play quarters.
Is there a mini game where you're flipping roofies into their...
Get weird like that, Bobby?
it totally gets like very sexually aggressive. Like, I don't know. Every single girl in there is
just a little rapey.
It gets very rapey. Like, oh, date gosh. Rapey. Not like physically assaulting any women, but totally like let's get this.
Well, they're all 2 feet taller than him, so I don't think physicality would work anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's supposed to be the whole thing behind Leisure Suit Larry. He's disarming because he's kind of a lovable idiot, and you know, he's not attractive and everything. But yeah, I don't know.
Did you play it all the way through?
No, I played maybe. Couple hours. I think I'm 3 or 4 hours in, and I'll probably see this game through, even though it's not that great. But
some of the girls are hot.
Yeah. Well, you know what they do with these is they have real life models for the loading screens. So, like, this girl right here is an Italian stereotype, Annalisa. And like, when you go into a new area and there's a loading screen, you may see her scantily clad, and it's an actual girl, like a model.
Oh, gotcha.
They paid for this.
So, how many ladies have you banged?
Zero. I mean, that's the end. If you make it to the end, the whole idea is that there's like this show called Swingles, which is like some MTV show where, you know, like what was the dating Swingles. Show where you have
Cupid
three people
or something, right?
Yeah. Like Next or whatever.
Was it Next?
You know, it's
no,
like
Next was the one with the bus. There was one where it was like Cupid something.
I don't know.
Do you remember?
No.
Oh, man.
I just remember Next and that's it. But yeah, there's a show like that in town and you're trying to prove to the show that you are an eligible bachelor. So you have to go around collecting tokens of affection from all these women. So you never sleep with them. It always, something always goes wrong. And then if you make it to the end, then I think you finally do, you get to choose which one you want to sleep with. The mini games are very frustrating to play. They're kind of difficult in all the wrong ways, like not very challenging. The voice acting is absolutely terrible. It constantly overlaps with each other. Like one person will be talking and then they'll like interrupt themselves to start the next sentence. It's just like,
sounds like a podcast.
So, Next. Gee, you played Fallout 4?
Yes, I played a very good game. And so previously before, when Fallout 4 first released, I bought it. And I played it up until maybe like 8-9 hours. And I made
probably
it to like level 7. And then I just stopped playing it. I'm not sure why. I got distracted by anything. Up or another, but a lot of my friends have been playing it on my Steam friends list, and so it reattracted me to the game. And also, since Fallout 76, the whole teaser trailer, it's bringing me back to actually want to accomplish beating a single player game, and not just a small 8 or 9 hour game, but something that I should have full immersion and be invested in, which is what I appreciate about large scale RPGs like Divinity, Elder Scrolls, and Fallout. It's just that I've never really given it any TNA.
This was a 8-9 hour game for me.
Well, but no one, only you play games like that
yeah,
I know
crazy.
Of. Yeah, I like exploring the world.
I've never met anybody who can play
else.
Games like that. What we're talking about is Mini has a way to ignore all side quests and just stay on the main course, and he just finishes these games.
They took my baby. No, I'm not going to help you build your civilization. I'm getting my baby back.
Baby back, baby back.
That's how I'll play in this game.
Well, so
that is
since it's been so long and since I invested so little, it almost felt like a blind playthrough, picking up Fallout 4 and playing it again. This time, though, around, I decided to download just a handful of mods. I think I installed 6 or 7.
Cool.
I downloaded the Nexus Mod Manager and then picked out almost purely cosmetic and or game, like very subtle, like inventory management game mechanics to this. And so I'm starting it over again. And I've made it maybe, 3 hours in, and I will continue to play this.
Enjoying it?
I am. So, like I said, it feels like a brand new experience, being that I put virtually no time at all into it. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Cool.
And I do plan to try to get as far as possible, even if it means like biting the bullet or just going main storyline.
And there's a bunch of, what do you call it, quality of life mods since the... So if, like, even me, like I feel like I should go back to this. I got...
Especially with all the new mods.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know there's plenty of DLC, but I kind of want to just play vanilla just to make it more, make reaching the end of the game more achievable.
Bobby, do you own this?
Fallout 4? No.
No. And you're just not a Fallout guy.
You don't? No. That's weird, because I feel like you'd be a Fallout guy.
No.
I played through 3. I had a pretty good time with that. I tried New Vegas and could not get into it.
I really
enjoyed
New Vegas.
You have to have the right attitude for this type of game.
Yeah, definitely.
I think
you got to be ready.
If you
mind frame.
I mean, I go into a lot of games and I'm just like, all right, A to B, let's do this. Let's get it done. And this is really a get lost in this world that we've created. It's very open. There's all these different things that you can do. But I don't like single player games like that. It feels so false to me. I feel like I'm one person in Disneyland. Like, I'm just walking around an amusement park. Why would I want to be at Disneyland without other people? I
mean, super interesting.
I mean, to get in line.
That's pretty good.
To not get in line, to bypass all the lines. That's why I would love to be the only person at
Disneyland. Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But Bobby does not compute. did you make a lady or a man?
I definitely made the lady.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to play some more. Just watching the trailer makes me want to go back and explore it and actually become a lot more versed in what the game is. And of course, taking a stronger Fallout foundation into whatever
76
is going to be.
It's going to be out at the end of July. It's like around the corner.
I'm definitely going to be playing it. Yeah. So I'll probably mostly focus on Fallout 4 as my game of the month.
So I'm assuming this game has been out long enough for there not to be any spoilers. And I want to address something that like broke the immersion for me.
Okay.
As I said, I play this game like from just
start to finish. You're not
going to
give me any spoilers that make me want to
hurt you.
Oh, have you not?
Did you listen to anything I was just saying in regards to how this feels like a blind playthrough? Because I haven't actually...
Moving on. Next.
Yep, I guess not. I'm sorry, Chia.
No, you're fine.
I didn't mean to do that.
Chia, next week, come back with some stories from the Wasteland.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let us know what happened. Do. Something cool that happened.
I lost my baby.
I will say that going through this game so fast, the ending didn't make sense for my character.
That's funny.
Because
it
needed more time to develop. Like, I needed to spend, like, 60 hours in this game to understand or to make the story make sense.
You're kind of fucking yourself, except for, like, at least you have more free time. I mean, you're not dumping 80 hours into the game.
Yeah. I mean, people like it. I can understand why.
It's fun. I have come across a couple little buggy moments, though. I'm not sure if it's because of the mods I've installed or if it's just because that's Bethesda for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a combination.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that whole thing where people claim that Bethesda puts out unfinished products knowing that the modders are going to pick up the West? Like, do you think there's anything to that?
I like it because a lot of my most favorite games have a strong community background. And modding some games I won't even touch without mods like Stardew. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where sometimes vanilla isn't enough and the more hands in the pot, for instance, for these type of games... It actually has a better outcome.
Yeah, but what they're saying is
that not a smart move.
That they're so buggy though when they've launched.
Yeah,
they're super buggy, and they're like, well, the mods will figure it out.
Exactly, and I think that's like a smart move on their end because they know there's going to be a huge following, and they know people are going to work on it. So why would they spend the time when they can just save
it's a shitty
bunch.
Move?
Yeah, I mean it is shitty.
Yeah,
but they're talking about a business. They know people are going to fix it.
I mean, release date was 2015. If they waited till they got all those things fixed. When do you think that release date would be? And would they be able to find all those bugs if hundreds of thousands of people weren't playing it? Mm-hmm. So sometimes you got to throw the game just out there in the open.
It's almost like an early access without being early access.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I mean, that's just the day and age we live in. Any AAA title is going to be like that. There's going to be bugs on launch. There's
I don't no mind like, it.
Yeah, I mean, it's working.
But it really bothers some people.
Yeah. I think it's pretty fun finding like bugs in a game. Like it doesn't hurt me. I think it's like, like Skyrim launched a crazy amount of bugs.
Yeah,
it hurts me when you have to reload and retrace
game
all your
crashing
steps.
Bugs. Those are a problem.
Yeah,
it's crazy how Skyrim is like even bigger than the like it transversed what it came from. It's an Elder Scrolls game. Elder Scrolls, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But when you say Skyrim, that almost sounds like the next Elder Scrolls game is going to be called Skyrim 2.
Okay.
Or something. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Like it was so like famous. Its own. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on. I guess I haven't talked for a while. I played a game called Ravenfield. I don't like to say Bobby's right very much, but sometimes he is.
Usually implied.
Yeah. He usually says that you can't give much credence to the Steam reviews. And I looked at this game. Bobby, can you mouse over what it says? I believe it's, I mean, yeah, the reviews. Yep. 93% positive recent and 93% positive overall with about 7,000 copies sold. People, I read the reviews, so much fun. It's like a single player battlefield, and that's what it is. Yeah, you come in at this as this blocky character, and you fight a war, a battle, like basically Battlefield, but it's single player. There's a lot of room for it to be fun, but goddamn, was this game?
It looks like Lego Battlefield.
Yeah, that's basically what it is, and it's fucking terrible.
Polygons coming back? A lot of games are making polygons. Well,
no, it's because it's not a choice that they did. It's because it's easier to make things.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously.
Did you ever play the Army Men games?
Yeah.
I never played one.
Those were actually a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun. It was probably the most Battle Royale-esque of all previous shooters in the past, because you were thrown in and you had to find your weapon, and
yeah, like
there was
back
like
in
crazy
90s,
yeah, so. Crazy shit. Of course, multiplayer didn't exist, but for a single player game, it was kind of like that.
I always wanted to play one, never got around to it.
Oh, it's yeah, so this kind of looks like it.
It's like that, but this isn't fun. it's super buggy. The gameplay the gunplay sucks. Moving the mouse around just feels weird and strange.
I wonder if you had mouse smoothing on or something.
I don't know. But beyond that, I get in a boat, the boat would just go underwater and I'd die. just bunch of stuff, just over and over. The only thing that I found fun here was sniping was kind of fun and probably good practice. But except,
were you playing against other people or was it strictly single player?
It's just single player. That's
it says under key features, easy to pick up, single player mayhem.
Yeah, it's easy to pick up if it were to work.
This isn't a Chad review where it's just like
it's fucking awful,
he's
man.
Just bad at the game and blaming it on the
game. No,
this game actually, people were really hyping this one up though. Like I remember hearing about Ravenfield. It's in early access, but yeah, I don't
know. I returned that shit.
Emilio, why do you think people
I don't get
this positively?
It. Some people were saying some people said I remember one of the reviews, like the top review said, if this was like a single player, if this was multiplayer, it'd be better than Battlefield 4. Like, that's what they said. Whoa. All this made me want to do is go play Battlefield 1. That's all it made me do. I was like, oh, my God, this is so awful. And it's not about the graphics. I'm not one about to be nitpicky about graphics. It handled poorly. It was buggy. The vehicles didn't work right. It's just, I can't recommend it at all.
How long does each match take?
As long as you want, because who cares?
How much is this game?
Like, after you win, it just says blue teams wins, and the war keeps just going.
Okay.
Before I leave today, I might have to play this.
$15.
I don't have it. I returned it.
Of course you did.
It can go fuck itself.
Wow.
It's sitting there on the shelf.
Emilio, oh my gosh.
In the Steam library, just fucking itself.
Returned.
Yeah.
Opposite of bot.
Did Dog you leave shit. A negative review?
Sam's like, what's wrong with you? You I was like, I don't know what's good with this game.
You have to leave a negative review. Oh, I'm curious.
She's like, baby, maybe it's not for you. I was like, no, it is wrong. The whole thing is wrong.
Are you allowed to leave a negative review and then refund the game? Or
I don't know.
Are you allowed to leave a review
I'll tell you
if
what,
you don't own
I'm
the game
I'm about
at
to
all?
Find out.
Oh, my God.
All right, so I finished 12 is better than 6 this week.
Nice.
So I don't know. I kind of liked this game, but I don't think it's very good. Maybe I didn't really like it. So it's very much like Hotline Miami.
What is up with these reviews?
I saw you playing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it was between matches of Hot.
Yeah, this is
so.
the game that I kept playing in between matches of Hot. So
can we
I got
pause
a
for a second and examine? Like, I feel like I'm the only one who,
like
when I'm
game this week?
Highlighting a game that I don't absolutely hate. Every week, back to back. Somebody's hating something they're wasting time on, and I'm probably one of the few people.
You have to play a lot of shit to
then enjoy
gems.
What I'm
Someone's
playing.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, we can't be positive all the time.
It's like
we
my
can't
filter all just, system. Yeah.
We can't all just guys. Play AAA titles all the time.
I don't know. I'm enjoying Leisure Suit Larry. It's not a good game, but I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
But 12 is better than 6. So I just started skipping all the dialogue in this game because there was so much of it and it wasn't very good. But at the end, the way it ended, I was like, okay, now things got interesting. Kind of wish I would have paid a little more attention to what was going on. There's 4 acts in this game. I think it took me, it says 8 hours, but that's with this running in the background of HOTS a lot. So it's probably like more 4 to 6 hours. I still stick with my original complaint. It's very hard to see people. If you look at this right here, like you just blend in. I wish you would stop playing.
Yeah, the tables look like enemies.
Yeah, you're looking down, like top down. So you just see your hat. And then the enemies look exactly like you. And everything's black and white, like almost pencil drawn. And it's very hard to distinguish them between the live and the dead enemies. Not only that, but sometimes there's going to be an NPC there. It's just a dude standing with a hat. I have no idea if this guy's going to try and kill me or not. So I always try to shoot the NPCs, and then it's just lacking some visual clarity. But aside from that, the gameplay is pretty good. It plays like Hotline Miami, but a little slower. I like the way they do the guns here. So every gun is a little different. Sometimes you have to, like a pistol, you have to hold down the right click to mm-hmm. shoot it. And if you switch to a different weapon, like the rifle, you just have to right click once to cock it. You fire, right click again to load the next bullet. So I don't know. There's a little more mechanical skill involved, I think, than Hotline Miami.
I saw him pickaxe someone. Are you able mm-hmm. to switch
there's
from
melee weapons?
Are yeah. you able to switch from shooting someone to meleeing
you
immediately?
Can hold
or
one weapon? You have a knife. Which
so it's
you,
either melee or range.
You can pick up one weapon, and you always have your knife, which if you backstab someone, it kills them instantly. So cool. That you can try to stealth your way through a lot of these games as well.
Now, you say kill instantly, but it seems like everything's a one-shot kill, is it not?
No.
Well, you can't kill a table, because the table, is that even a living thing?
You can break the tables, I think.
You can?
You can break some of the stuff.
With 2
I don't
shots.
Know about the tables. So this game's $10. It's probably not worth that. It's been in a bundle a bunch of times, so I would look for it in one of those. There's some DLC. I don't know if I'd play it.
I was about to say that. Is that DLC, the full story?
Let's see. It's got an art book and then something called The Apostles, which...
is something okay. you're not going to play.
Looks like you're discovering the tale of Slippery Pete, who is...
Slippery Pit.
Oh, Slippery Pit. That's yeah. disgusting. Yeah. The train levels were the best part.
Wow, they couldn't even give the Indian warrior a name. So all the white guys had names. Well, and then the Indian warrior is just no, Indian
some
warrior.
Oh, some of them had names. A lot of different people in this game.
But not in names, this trailer.
No, apparently not in this one. I don't know. Yeah, this game's not great, but I'm glad I beat it. It was a fun ride for the most part. It was a good game to play in between rounds of HOTS. But
what would you name an Indian warrior if you could give him a name right now?
Name an Indian warrior.
Yeah.
Question.
You know how easy it would be to name an Indian names. Warrior like Soaring Eagle or Raging Bear or something like that.
I had an Indian friend whose name was Yellow Eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. But just straight up generic, my name is Indian Warrior. Wow. Wow.
Indian Warrior. Yeah, I don't know. Who developed this? Inkstain Games. They did Stone Shard Prologue.
And that's about it.
Stone Shard.
Hugs the Toilet.
I'm just wondering where.
Is that Amelia right
from.
Now?
That's his Indian warrior name.
Hugs the Toilet. Which is quite possible what he's doing right now.
Oh my gosh. Stance with this. Oh, I love it. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Bobby, right. I was watching your stream, and you know I was watching your stream. Well, you mm-hmm. did after. And this game that's up here right now, Hunt Showdown, you said it sucked.
Oh, yeah, because someone
so
had
much
played
offense.
It, and they returned it.
Yeah, they returned it because it was like it wasn't working with their rig. Like, it was crashing on them, but not because the gameplay was bad. And I took offense to that.
Well,
it's like, you haven't played the game, and you say it sucks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I go off of what other people have said.
But you don't. You never do that. You say you don't go off what other people say. He said Hunt Showdown sucks on his
stream. Okay, so are you saying that it doesn't suck?
I'm saying it does not suck.
Okay. What's your argument for that?
The gameplay
itself.
That
it's good.
Yes.
Ooh, let's get into it, boys.
The mechanics are... It's glitchy, and I think when I reviewed Hunt Showdown, or when we both did, it's a fun game, but it's not complete. And
they've made a lot of improvements. The servers aren't crashing anymore.
That was the worst part, the servers.
Definitely. That was like the biggest part of the game of being bad.
The idea behind it is great.
It basically stole your trophy straight out of your hands. Like, imagine going through all of that hard work and getting to that number one spot or the exit coach, and then literally the game just says, nope, that didn't happen.
That's what I worry about, though. I feel like the ship has sailed for this game. Like, it had its shot, and it kind of fucked it up.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to go back and be like, well, let's see if they pulled it together.
Well, how many people are playing right now? I'd say, what, 5,000 maybe?
You know, actually, playing now, 2,700. Yeah.
I was waiting for the game to get better. He says it's better. So I own it, so... Yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out.
I played a couple games this week, and it's
But this is a game awesome. That relies on a community. And that's a dangerous game to make. Because if you don't have a lot of people playing your game, it affects the quality of your game.
But not that you don't need that many people. Because you don't know how many people are in your server. That's one of the good mechanics about it. I mean, you could have six people in the game, and that'll be enough to cause chaos. Because everybody knows where the football is.
Right. Yeah, and... Yeah, that's the best thing about this game is you never know if you could be the last one in the game and you
or
don't
not.
Know.
And acting like you're not.
There's just so much suspense. Like, I guess the equivalent of a chicken dinner, but the whole time, I'm pretty sure at the end I was the last one alive.
Yeah.
But I had no idea.
Well, what we don't know, I think still to this day, do we not know that new players come in after the game has started?
No, you only start at the beginning.
For sure.
Yeah. Start at the beginning or you don't start.
Because that's what Tarkov does.
Okay.
It never really ends until you leave.
Now you want to talk about games that suck.
Tarkov's fucking taking off on our Discord, dude. Yeah, a lot of people are playing it now.
And
it's okay to like bad games. I said that earlier. Like, it's perfectly fine to like a bad game.
You said Hunt Showdown's a bad game, and it clearly is not. It's a good game. People love it, but I guess people can say the same about Tarkov.
I would say, just from the outside... Mm-hmm. As far as the game world, it's one of the creepiest ones since Agony. Like, I would say it's just below Agony.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy. It's
so creepy, dude.
And so suspenseful. It's like the number one thing about this game. It's just so
they said the developers of Agony said they're actually going to be able to release an unrated version.
Oh, cool.
It's going to come out in a couple months.
Right. I remember there's multiple endings, Bobby.
You know, it wasn't just the ending. So they listed in the post, like, everything that they were going to be able to put back into the game. And they were either going to make it a free DLC or make it one of those things to where if you already own the original game, then you get this one for 99% off. And they listed everything that was in there. And I was very... and they had another patch that fixed a bunch of other stuff as well. So, I mean, they're doing stuff. I hope the reviews go up because I don't know. But yeah, Agony Unrated. So these are all the things that are going back into the game here. Additional sounds in the game and cutscenes, additional erotic animations, high-resolution textures and models without any censorship. So I noticed, like, a lot of the nude females in this...
Had leaves on...
They had no nipples. It was just all smooth. High-resolution textures and models. All the scenes that have been removed from the standard version, so scenes were deleted. And they're unlocking a few modes, like the Agony mode and the Succubus mode from the beginning. Apparently a lot more was cut out of that than I originally thought.
Cool.
Yeah. Pay to win is slimy. What game are we talking about? Tarkov or...
Definitely not Hunt.
Because Hunt doesn't have any...
You don't have no microtransactions.
Yeah.
By the game, that's it. You get... So before we're talking about 12 Better Than 6.
Yeah.
And we have a name for you.
Okay.
It's a... Hugs the Toilet is your Indian name.
Hugs the Toilet? I'll go with that.
Because, you were gone. That was Chief's contribution.
I like it.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't mine. No, that was actually from Twitch chat.
Was it? Oh, I thought, okay.
I like Warms the Toilet more.
Warms the Toilet? Clogs the Toilet.
All right. Are we ready to talk about some news?
Yes.
Let's start with the one that we forgot to put in here. So
the Steam one?
Yeah, we can get that out of the way. So Steam has come out and said...
We don't give a fuck. We're going to do even less.
It's very awesome. Very confusing because, so they came out and said, we're just going to allow everything on Steam. Look, we're not going to tell you like what is appropriate and what isn't. That's your decision. We're just going to let things go and put whatever on Steam as long as it is not
illegal.
Illegal
or and trolling.
Straight up trolling, which is a very vague expression. Like, what does that mean? Straight up trolling. Because when they posted this, they still were banning games. Like, they still were taking games off their site, like ones that were like ISIS training facility or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. They were still taking those games off. Even though they said, like, hey, we're just going to allow whatever and you make the decision. And this comes down, this doesn't just have to do with like those types of games, but also a lot of sex games. It's like, where do they draw the line there? So I don't know. The thing about Valve is like people always want them to do something. Like they say, hey, there's way too much shit on Steam. Like there's all these shit games that are coming out that are barely even games, all these asset flips. Like what can you like put up a little bit more of a gate there, Steam, or do something about it? And Steam's like, well, you know, let's do curators. So now you can tell people what games you think are good. And if you like, you can go check out a curator page and then you can make the decision.
Plus the paywall, right? They put the $100 paywall in there.
Well, no.
No?
I mean, that's with Steam Direct. That's a different point that I'm trying to make, though. My point is that Valve does not want to take a side ever. They want to give people the tools to make their own decisions, which, I mean, that's a great philosophical way to go about it.
Let the market dictate, right?
Yeah, but I mean, does that really work? Is that, should they be more involved?
I'm fine with it because I'm not going to buy Active Shooter.
Yeah. But I mean, do you think it, like a game like that should even exist on Steam? Like there's games that are being like marketed. They say in their description, low effort, asset flip, and just things that like, obvious, like I'm not doing anything about this game. I'm just putting it out there so you buy it. It's not, and people are
the way they do it. The way this breaks down, I've explained it before, but I'll do it again just in case people don't remember. But what you do is you go to a site, you buy a bunch of assets for a set amount of price. You clutter all that into a workable game. You release that on Steam, and then you hook up with all the bundle sites to get that in there. People will buy your game for super cheap and in bundles just so they can get the card drops for it. And then they
achievements
craft
too.
Achievements, card drops, whatever. And then they craft those. So you will automatically sell lots and lots of copies of your game, no matter what state it is in. People aren't interested in playing it. They just want to have the game in their library and farm the cards for it. And
so you're the ideal market for.
You don't do that with one game. You do that with multiple games. Yeah, well, it used to be. But you do that with multiple games, and then you can actually turn a pretty good profit. It's just a new way to spam.
Looks basically. Like they should get away from the card system for low-end
games. They make money off of that.
Here's the thing, though. Like, Valve is making money. They make a percentage off of all this. So they're like, they don't really want it to stop. I mean, I don't see them having any interest in, like, putting a stop to it other than, like, people getting so upset that it eventually becomes a bigger problem. But it's mainly just the bigger problem with Valve, if it is a problem. Like the problem with the review bombs. They're like, okay, everyone's upset about review bombs. What are we going to do about this? Nothing. We're going to show you the data that the reviews come in so you can tell when the review bombs happen. You know, we're just going to give you the information, but we're not going to do anything about it.
I like the way Steam does things, personally.
But they don't do anything.
They do something.
They're very libertarian. They're very hands-off. And, you know, it's not bad. It works for them, and I don't have much of a problem with it. But I'm just wondering if, like, am I going to be browsing my Steam library, and it's just going to be, like, all porn? Like, sometimes when I go to torrent sites, I'm just like, all right, dude, I'm just looking for, like, the latest episode of this. I don't want to see fucking Anal Sluts 9 just...
Now, anyway. I mean, I'll have that on the back burner, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to think of, like, Steam is a... open to kids, all access, like families. They want to, you know, you want Steam in the living room, you know, okay. Do you want to have like sexual content up there? You got to start asking those questions. It's very hard to ride the fence. Trust me. I do it all the time. It's very hard to ride the fence, especially in Valve's position.
I wish they would update their app. Their app hasn't done anything since like 2010.
Well, they're making a new one where you can stream movies and games to it.
Oh, but if that they even have,
oh, that's going to be a separate app. I feel like,
yeah, it is. That's what they've said. It's going to be a separate app.
Yeah, that's actually one of our next questions.
Their iPhone app that I have, is like a glorified web browser. It sucks. It's garbage.
Mm.
I wonder what the comparison via iPhone app versus Android app.
I'm sure it's the same. They're not putting any effort into it.
Hmm. I use Steam on my cell phone a lot.
Yeah, so, for what? Mostly.
For checking on my friends and even browsing the library and store.
It's good
and stuff.
For chat. That's
sorry,
it.
Not the library, the store. Yeah, it's good for chat. I think that's what I do mostly.
All right.
So we didn't answer anything.
No answer.
There's a million ways you can go about this.
Yeah, there's opinions you can have
at the
on
end of the
it,
day.
There's really no answer to it.
Should Active Shooter be on Steam? I think is what we're really talking about. What do you guys think?
I don't know.
It's like, why not, really?
I think if it shows up on there and when it crosses a line, then they're proactive about taking it down. So,
but they're not anymore.
See, I'm not
just going to let it go.
It's not even the ethical issues that I'm really concerned about. For me, it's like I look at other platforms that are like Steam, but obviously much smaller, and how their offering is a lot more curated and there's a lot more quality versus quantity. And I wondered, which do I prefer? Is it nice that I have both? Do I really care? Like, what's, I don't know. It's difficult to navigate that, but I don't think it'll ever change. I don't think it's even a conversation worth arguing about because it's not going to change. I mean, Valve is going to keep doing exactly what they're doing, and that's making lots and lots of money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where's all that money go? What do they do? Like, I don't feel like their costs are all that high. I wish I knew where all that money went.
I don't know. Maybe they're
sitting on it.
You'd think they'd be reinvesting it in that and doing something big.
The international is expensive. I know that for sure.
That's funded a lot
through itself, right?
Yeah. Well, you buy a chest. Like, it's players supported. Like, people buy into that and raise the prize pool. Valve puts up a lot of money for it, but a good amount of it comes from the actual audience, too.
Maybe we'll get Half-Life 3, 4, and 5 all at once.
No. See, that's the thing, though. We're never going to see a game from Valve, though. I mean,
no,
they got
are.
That card game coming out.
Yeah, and they said they have a single-player game coming out, and they said they have a multiplayer game coming out.
We'll see. Single-player and a multiplayer game?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. Gabe Neal, we talked about
this. It's like
this.
The carrot on the stick.
Yeah,
probably. It's there, but can you
fucking
ever really
Artifact
get to
looks
point?
Awesome, so I'll give them that, too.
I'm actually interested in Artifact, cool. too.
What, Bobby?
Wasn't there a playable version of that?
I think it went out to, like, media, not us, because, you know, we're the cream of the crop. I don't know why. It's fucking bullshit.
You're mumbling, sir.
Yeah, I know. I'm not drunk, though.
No, no, you're not.
What? Never mind. All right, let's move on.
All right.
All right. Paradox Interactive acquires Harebrained Studios.
So, this is Harebrained Studios made... Shadowrun, awesome turn-based RPG. Mm-hmm. I think
BattleTech
as well. I think they were founded in 2013. They're pretty recent.
Yeah, one of their developers just like stepped down due to like sexual assault allegations or something.
I saw that. I don't think they flat out bought them. It seems like they just have the majority share now.
They
probably needed an influx of money, probably for a big project, and they were looking for investors, and they took the majority of the company, is what happened. So it's not like an all your base is ours or what is that?
All your base are belong to us.
Yeah, it's just like this happens in business. They'll probably an umbrella corporation or the
These things, like when it says one company's buying another, I think we give a little too much weight to that. Then like people always think like, oh, this is going to affect this or that.
This is a partial acquisition, not a flat out
hostile takeover.
But still, I mean, usually you buy a business because it's successful and making money and you want to make money for you, not because you're trying to.
And look, they're coming off of BattleTech, which was a huge success.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, it wasn't like they were like in dire straits and they were saved by this big company coming in. It's probably more of a mutually beneficial move.
Yeah, Paradox, they're pretty well known for being a publisher of good games, like Crusader Kings. They have a pretty good following.
Yeah.
I've never played the games. I can't think.
It's all strategy. All this Paradox stuff is going to go right in your little sub.
Yeah, the little command center. Yeah. Discord we have.
Yeah,
they did do Pillars of Eternity, I believe. Pretty sure they did that. That's an amazing game.
Huge game. Yeah, I got Game of the Year from a few people.
Yeah, they did. Oh no, I'm sorry, not Pillars of Eternity. Tyranny, which is very similar to that, but also an amazing game.
Cool.
All right, next up, new Diablo in the works by Blizzard. So they had a job posting that said they were working on a new Diablo project.
That's awesome.
Diablo related project. I don't think it said like
Diablo 4.
Yeah,
four.
Yeah. This is more of a leak than or like a miss.
Well, the actual
like it wasn't announced.
Is we're working on a new unannounced Diablo project. Are you a skilled dungeon artist? Come work with us, and together we will build something exceptional. So who knows what this could be?
Well, if it has dungeons, maybe it is.
Maybe yeah, it's all speculation right now. But yeah, seriously, just a couple paragraphs of information doesn't really say anything about the game.
Three wasn't huge for me. So I'm not that excited about 4.
Diablo card
game. They have Rhythm X for Diablo card game, he says.
I talked to my people over at Blizzard, and they didn't even hear know about this.
Diablo Battle Royale.
Tell them about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be a lot of things at this point. It's funny how we get a lot of news this way, too. Like, when they're looking for a new creative director or whatever, like the higher-up guy is, for Heroes of the Storm, like that made it on the Reddit page, and they're like, oh no, what's happening?
No,
for the longest time, it was Dustin Browder.
It's really interesting how they're getting all this information now. Like, I think Nintendo like trademarked something, and then people knew, oh, that obviously means Smash is coming out.
Yeah.
And then,
like they'll park a domain name or something.
Yeah. Or the guy who did the voice in Fallout 3. He got hired again from Bethesda, and people are like, oh, he's obviously Fallout 4 is in the works.
Yeah.
He's like, mm-hmm. I can't say anything, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Origin Access Premium.
Yeah.
So a new version of Origin Access.
So I've gone on record saying that this is the best, that regular Origin Access is the best
deal in gaming.
In gaming right now. Yeah. 30 something. You bought it recently. How much is it?
Yeah, it's like $32 a year.
A year, yeah. Mm-hmm. But now it's going up to $120 a year
for the premium.
Right. I believe that the old one is still going to exist. And you get to play everything.
Like all the new games.
Everything. Battlefield 5, Madden 19. What was the other one? Anthem.
Anthem. So EA does own?
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Yeah, or at least they publish for them.
That's
what
I meant, yeah.
But...
That's a pretty hefty price, though.
It's a hefty price. It's two $60 games. How many $60 games do you guys buy a year? One, maybe two,
yeah. And they're not exclusive to EA.
I think it's a hefty price. I think it might be a little too much. Maybe somewhere around the $80 they would have got me. But I don't know, because I'm probably going to buy Anthem, and I'm probably going to buy Battlefield 5. I don't know if I'll buy them at the $60 price point, though.
Now, they do have, I believe they have a monthly rate, too, for $30 a month, or no, $13 a month. I think that you can do a monthly rate.
It's a good
rate.
Way to try it out.
So, yeah, if you want to just try Anthem, Battlefield 5.
Yeah.
I believe, I remember, don't quote me on that. I think I saw that.
That's a good way, too. I would pay $14 to try out both those games and see which one I want to pay $60 for. Yeah, for sure. Right?
So wait, 60, I've been trying to get this keyboard to work.
So 120 a year or 13 a month?
$120 a year, which is what you pay for Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Right.
$120 a year, and you get pretty much, you get everything that Origin Access already offers, but pretty much any new AAA title.
Yeah.
You're giving yourself probably a 3-month head start, maybe a 4-month head start, maybe even 5 before they because a new game, like how long it takes before it goes to Origin Access, it's maybe up to 6 months for Battlefield 1, like mm-hmm. a huge title. So you're paying this extra amount so that you can catch the first wave of the game.
You know what? Anthem could be the game that carries that. Like if it comes out and it's like Destiny 2 but better and people are really into it, like I could see everyone jumping on this.
Mm. Is it not working, Bobby? At all?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Battery must be working. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I couldn't see myself paying that price.
No?
If I really want a $60 title, I'm going to buy that $60 title. Yeah. And even if I spend $180 that year, maybe the next year, I probably won't even buy an EA game.
Right.
And, or even then, considering how many games I haven't played yet that I've bought, it doesn't make sense for me to put money into something that I don't even want yet.
Yeah, it totally makes sense.
It makes sense if it's $30 a year.
Let's put it this way.
I couldn't fully invest over $100.
Let's say in a world where everybody's like, Battlefield 5 is the best Battlefield ever made.
And just then buy it once for $60.
But then everybody at the same time was saying Anthem is the best shit ever. Those two games, so that's your... that's your 120.
Yeah, already this year I would be paying $120. That does make sense.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, I don't know, for more than 1 year.
Not till next year.
Oh, see, that's the thing. Yeah. So if I could see two titles, and it does make sense for people who could see themselves buying two EA titles in that year. But, and then that way you get to play all other titles at no additional cost. But for me, the likelihood of me wanting to play anything but more than two EA titles in a year is very slim.
No, I agree. I think it's expensive. I think it's too expensive. They, maybe they'll hear some backlash and maybe it'll change. Who knows? All right. Bobby, can you click on show notes?
Chono sure can.
Thanks, buddy.
Bobby's saving the day here. He's trying. His keyboard ran out of battery.
Is that all it for news? I think that's it for news, yeah.
Yep. No, we got one more thing, don't we?
Nope.
Oh, no, that was the other thing we talked about.
Yep.
Well, I guess for news, can we talk about the, what's her name again? Rose from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wish I knew more, but...
Well, no, I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Rose, the actress from Star Wars who... played Rose. I'm sorry, I don't know her name. Something Tran.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm sorry. No, she took down her Instagram account because of...
Trolls.
Trolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So racial prejudice and aggression and bullying.
Yeah,
and
sexism, racism.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And then, like, of course, with, you know, RIP to Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, you know, very prominent, very... admirable people. Hmm. Like, I feel like depression and bullying, and no matter like what level of prestige you are in or celebrity, there are things you can't escape, and you know, that affect people and in the most negative ways, you know. So whether you're a kid being bullied online or you're a like very renowned person, it's everyone gets bullied, everyone suffers, everyone can potentially suffer from depression, and it's
and
unfortunate.
She could have, you don't know how she came up. Like, she could have never really even dealt with any bullying ever.
You know, she's actually a San Diegan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been the first, her first taste of it, and it was just like too much. You know, like most, I feel like most people know to just don't read the comments. Like, you just don't. Like, yeah.
But then what if, I mean, being a part of the Star Wars kingdom, there are millions and millions and millions of people in that fan base, and a lot of them would be toxic.
Yeah. I saw that they were calling it like toxic fandom. I think they was calling it. It's just a shitty, shitty part of, I don't know. Rogan always says that, like, if you have 100 people in a room, three of those people are going to be fucking idiots, right?
Ooh, so, a lot more than three.
Yeah. And it goes...
According to my research.
Well, you work with kids, so I think it's a bit different, eh?
How many Star Wars fans are there? And then take that same 3%. Those are just going to be toxic people saying super shitty things. It sucks that it was her. I don't know. I think she did great. I liked her in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, they say that her story was kind of superfluous. It didn't really add anything to the Star Wars universe, but... Like, why not? I don't. Yeah. She didn't do anything detrimental to it, in my opinion. Some hardcore fans may disagree, but I think it was fine.
Yeah, I wish I looked more into this. I wonder what they were saying specifically. Does she look like Chief from the DL Gaming podcast? Or? I don't
know. No, I'm just saying it's like, you know, it happens to everybody. You know, and toxicity. Sorry, is that even pronounced correct?
City, yeah.
It's everywhere and it affects everyone. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, especially in the video game world and everything else. It's just a part of the equation.
Yeah.
And
I don't think she was ready. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
That maybe she's never dealt with it before and she didn't know it was coming. And there's just a wave of hate came.
And it's all speculation.
And she took it to heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's just unfortunate.
It's hard to do that when, like, there's tens of thousands of people calling you a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it's like the minority, it's still, you know.
That's what happened to Anthony Bourdain. He read the comments and then.
I have no idea who that person is.
Not true. And what?
I don't know celebrities. So the two people you talked about, I have no idea.
You know who Anthony Bourdain is?
No idea.
The like infamous chef. He's part of
man.
Oh, is
The Layover. He wrote a book.
He's
a couple different series.
I did hear NPR thing about him. He was like CNN something.
Yeah, he was working for CNN.
Photo of Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, I know who he looks like. He's the white guy that's all gray.
Yeah.
Okay, I know now, but didn't before the NPR thing.
Wow. Oh, okay.
His show is fantastic, dude.
Okay.
It's on Netflix if you ever want to just chill
my
out.
My best friend.
He travels, obsessed with him.
But it's basically the same show. Oh. He travels the world and eats with foreigners.
Yeah, I did watch a Netflix episode with a friend who's like a huge fan of his.
Yeah. It's a great show. Like a year ago. You can veg out for fucking days just watching
my best friend, that was her white noise.
And who's the girl that...
My best friend?
No, the girl that we said also committed suicide?
Kate Spade.
Who is she?
Huge fashion designer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She has mostly in handbags.
She's David Spade's brother.
Oh, okay.
Really? I didn't know that.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was.
Okay.
Kate Spade?
No.
I bet fashion there's designer? Something Kate Spade in your house. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Nothing I touch. The women wash that stuff.
What's crazy it's is handbags. They were so old. Yeah. You know, it's the same thing with Robin Williams. Like,
yeah.
When I think of suicide, I think of that... as a big problem with teens. Younger people.
Yeah,
teenagers. Because emotions are high then. Kids are super shitty to each other. It's like Lord of the Flies, dude. Like, they're a fucking mess. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But by the time you get a little older, you have a little understanding of how the world works, and you're able to take things in stride. So it's very surprising to me that, you know, these people. I mean, Kate Spade was 50-something.
Anthony Bourdain was 61.
See, he was 61.
You have, such an unfiltered view of children because you get to see them, like, as they are
in their
groups.
Natural habitat. Yeah.
Like, that's... David Attenborough.
We were all kids once. You can definitely...
You forget.
Yeah.
You forget. Kids do the weirdest shit, it's okay? Like they run, first of all. They run. This is my quick five here for the stand-up. So,
yeah, let's do it.
So, they run. When's the last time you ran? Like, if there's a fire or you're on a treadmill. Other than that, you don't fucking run. These kids see something shiny and they run. They run towards it. They're like,
honestly,
and they drop like their clothes. They're like, oh, I had a jacket. Like, they literally forget shit. Like, I was literally wearing a jacket. They just leave clothes behind.
There's a trail. You can find them.
I actually run a lot in the parking lot when I don't like wasting time. Mm-hmm. So sometimes if I'm in the parking lot and I parked pretty damn far from the entry, like Target.
Okay.
I will like light jog to the door.
I'm not sure if I'm able to run anymore.
It's been that long.
I understand what you're saying, Chi. One of my big pet peeves are like the in-between times. Like, I have the weirdest pet peeves, and one of those is like people who take a long time to get out of a car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm like, all right, park, seatbelt off, boom, I'm out, I'm walking into work. Like, people will be like, sit there, park, they're like, all right, get a bag here.
Yeah.
And shut and lock my door. I'm like, dude, will you fucking hurry up? Like, I'm literally just standing here waiting.
Why would you be waiting for them, though?
Because, you know, you drive with other people. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. People who take a long time.
That's why you...
Or like, if I'm stuck, like, if I'm going to group up with people for hots or something, we're like queued up and some dude's like just figuring life out or something. We're all just like waiting for him to like ready up. I'm like, all right, guys, I'm just going to solo queue. When you figure your shit out, you let me know, then we'll group together.
I love that Bobby, like, I know this of him because his car is the closest thing you can have to a motorcycle possible. Like, his trunk has... There's no space in the trunk.
I don't have a trunk.
He doesn't have a
giant
trunk.
Subwoofer.
And he puts a giant spike on the passenger seat. And he's like, hey, bro, there's a spike
giant...
there. And
wow.
you're like, can't you move it? Like,
no,
that's where that goes.
That's the spike, man.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
That's a joke.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
So before we transfer into
rice farming in her lineage.
Into the hardware section, Emilio, that right there.
What?
That emote. That's a total biscuit.
You know what? I'm going to check out my Instagram just because you said that.
Oh, is that
Emilio?
The lol emote?
Yeah, that's the lol emote. That's total biscuit right there.
Oh, yeah. Man. I didn't know that. You know what's weird is when you see Twitch emotes like blown up to their actual size, because you always see them so small in chat. Mm-hmm. Like,
are they actually high res?
Like, yeah,
your phone, like if you switch to a spot on Twitch on your phone and it says like, hey, there's nothing here, then it's got that girl that does the wave. And like seeing that in high res, I'm like, oh, it looks completely different.
Huh.
All right, we got a little hardware to talk about.
Yeah, this is the Asus ROG phone. Has anybody seen this thing?
No.
This thing is a monster of a gaming phone. So I think they're trying to rival the Switch, because this thing has some awesome specs.
Okay.
It's actually made for gaming.
The Switch? Well, there was another gaming phone released by Razer. I don't think it took off very well. But
so this one is announced. It hasn't been released yet. Mm-hmm. But it's made by Asus. So.
Well, it looks like a regular phone before it folds out. It folds out, right? Or something?
Well, that thing right there. That
has attachments.
Yeah, that's a fan. That's purely to keep it cool. So that's an attachment to put a fan on. And also going to have two controllers like
Like the Joy-Cons?
Like the Joy-Cons. Yeah, it's going to have a left and right side. And it's going to have like a bigger, like another peripheral to make it actually bigger so you don't have to like get your hands so close to the device.
But looks like a huge phone.
It's not. It's no bigger than your phone right there.
Huh.
Yeah, the just to get some specs on it here, it's just a 6-inch screen. It's going to have a 2160 by 1080 90 hertz screen.
Hmm.
So 90, damn. 90 frames?
That was a big selling point on the Razer phone. It had a higher refresh rate on the screen and also, I think, better speakers. Like, they're making a big deal about the front-facing speakers.
Yeah,
but I imagine I'd always be playing with headphones in. Always.
Yeah, I would, too.
See, right? Those mm-hmm. You don't want to annoy people with pew, 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 pew. Yeah. Like in fucking every movie.
For sure. it's going to have just a monster of a processor, too. Just under 3 gigahertz, 2.96 gigahertz Snapdragon.
Damn.
That's like almost as big as mine right now.
How much is it going to cost?
No price has been announced as of when I saw this last week. When
it was. Do you want another beer?
No, I'm good, thanks.
I like that they're releasing phones aimed at gamers.
Yeah.
That kind of appeals to me. I feel like we've reached a point with phones where they're all pretty much the same except for the operating system. I mean, do you like Apple or do you like Google? You know, you take your pick and then you get the phone according to that.
Yes. It's really eliminating handheld systems.
It's going to be running an Android Oreo OS. It's it's definitely going to be very powerful.
Yeah, there's no way this would run iOS.
But. Yeah, no way. Dedicated GPU. There's that peripheral right there is going to be a dual screen peripheral. So it's just a second screen that you put on top. So for games that use dual screen,
it makes phone calls.
I mean, if you ever use a phone for that.
Yeah. I would hate to be gaming and then all of a sudden get all of the different alerts and notifications that come up.
You probably turn it off, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a way
I'm sure it's like a gamer mode, you know, to shut everything off. Mm-hmm. Big battery, 4,000 milliamp hours. That's
pretty important.
That's pretty sizable, man.
You know what I do most of my mobile gaming? It's on a plane.
Yeah.
I don't do mobile gaming, period.
I think I might start doing this since I'm going to be in a hotel 4 days a week, five days a week for the next month.
I'm not the target market. Yeah.
And the joystick attachment looks cool. Yeah. You know what I tried to do? I got that Bluetooth controller, and it's got a little clamp and mount where you can put your phone onto it, but the phone is just a little too heavy for it, so it just kind of falls over. But I like the little joystick attachments they've got on there. Yeah, and Asus, I mean, they make good shit. You know, when Razer made one, I'm like, I don't know. Is it going to have a bunch of flashing lights and fall apart?
Yeah, just hope it's not another N-Gage that in Nokia N-Gage.
Oh, gosh.
Looks interesting. Can't wait to see a price point on that.
It looks really decent.
It's so weird that they're all of a sudden talking about the Pixel 3 coming out. I'm like, fuck, I feel like I just got a Pixel 2.
Yeah.
You're constantly being outdated with your phone.
Yeah, I might be in the market for a phone pretty soon because I'm tired of this iPhone and I might just like, you know, I know the company I work for is paying for this phone. That's why I don't have another one. Mm-hmm. I might just like suck it up and buy it because this thing sucks. I hate this damn iPhone.
What kind of iPhone is it?
It's the one between the 5 and the 6, whatever that was.
Like 5S?
Like the 5S?
It's between the 5S and the 6. They made like some kind of weird thing.
5C? No.
It was some weird like thing that only lasted like 4 months or something. They got it on discount from the Dollar Tree or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the last time I had a company-assigned phone, it was an iPhone 3.
Okay.
G? 3? Whatever that,
yeah,
that
3G, one
was.
So
this
is
a while ago.
I've never owned anything Apple.
Yes.
Not a computer, not a phone, nothing.
I don't know. When I was shopping around for phones, I ended up with the Pixel 2, but I was considering the Razer. But screen size is very important to me, and I don't like how everything is super widescreen.
Not even
now.
An iPod.
Like,
and everyone had iPods.
iPods, yeah.
Why would
everyone
somebody
had iPods?
We're just saying. She's saying she don't think she's ever owned anything made by Apple.
Oh.
I've had them around the house because my family members use them, but I've never actually actively purchased anything Apple myself.
Bobby, can we get a many months later review on your phone?
Like, on my phone?
Yeah, how are you liking it?
I mean, it's fine. I'm using my phone less than I ever did. It's a contest to see how little data I can use
not.
Every single month.
It's not. Is. It's a self-imposed.
Four more days, and I may go the entire month with using zero data. I'm at zero data right now, and I've got four more days to go. So I'm about to set the record.
So what are you doing?
Super excited about this.
My phone bill is going to be $22.30.
Where's the $2 come from? Because I know it's $2 all...
Yeah, they have like $2 and some change that come out to like some weird charges, and they list it. Like they straight up list like a line item for each one of those. They're like 23 cents for like international blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so yeah.
They're super, just like that.
Does your school, super transparent.
Yeah.
I love the way.
Project Fi, everybody should use Project Fi.
It's amazing. Oh, you know what? I was at the fair and the, you know, AT&T guys had their booth and they're like, hey man, how's it going? What provider you got?
All cell phone guys.
Yeah. And, I was like, I have Google. What phone do you have? I was like, I have Google. He's like, they make a phone? He's like, what's your service provider? I was like, yeah, Google. And they're like, he's like, I've never heard of that. And he walks away and you could see that he's talking to his other friends and they're like, oh, scratching their heads. Wow. How do they, they're in the space and they don't know that Google has its own.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, Project Fi, well, I didn't know about it till you told me about it. It is the best though. It is the best service you can get out there. It's cheap. You just pay for the data that you use, which is as much as
which the challenge is.
Yeah, I mean,
does your school have Wi-Fi that you jump on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you,
it's filtered though.
Okay,
Bobby, I use 6 gigs a month, which is the like the max, and then it gets free after that.
You don't pay for anything,
and I don't give a fuck.
Living the life, dude.
Pickle Rick.
How much does it cost to pay for the maximum amount of data?
It's $20 for one person,
$60.
And then $60 a gig if you use $10 a gig. But they break it down. So if you use 2.3 gigs, you pay $23.
Okay,
yeah. You pay exactly what you use.
That's awesome.
Down to like and a fucking penny.
My favorite part about it is it jumps to different carriers depending where you are. Whatever the stronger signal is, it just jumps. And you could be on the phone and maybe it goes from Sprint to T-Mobile. It'll jump and you'll not know any difference.
God, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, I haven't paid more than $25 a month for my cell phone bill since I
started. Oh, did you buy the phone outright?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. I just bought it outright. But the phone itself, I mean, it's holding up. It's doing fine. Like, the only weird problem I have with it is in texting. It won't register the space bar. I feel like I'm typing too fast for it to keep up.
Hmm.
And it tries to automatically put spaces after words, too. And maybe that's where I'm fucking up. But I'm actually, I don't know. If I use swipe, it's a lot better. Like,
yeah, you
know,
swipe
just
is great.
Move your finger around. So I'm trying to just use that more. But that's the only minor complaint I have about it.
The thing I like about swiping too is I don't have to look at my phone. Like I can. Mm-hmm. It's close enough.
Yeah, it's pretty good at figuring it out.
Yeah, except for the other day when I don't know if you saw that message that I sent you. It was all jumbled up. That was a swipe message.
I swiped. There's a swipe app for iPhone that I had like years ago, but it wasn't like a keyboard that you can just activate. It was like you had to open the app, use swipe, copy that text, put it into whatever you're doing. It's like, what the
fantastic
fuck is the
phone
point?
You got there, buddy.
It was, I was pissed.
Yeah.
I use a lot of data. In the 2 weeks that my current billing period is, I've already used, 1 second. I've already used 12 gigabytes.
Wow.
Oh, no, I have 6 cell phones on my plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
So after 6, they won't charge you anymore. That's the maximum you can pay.
Yeah, but per phone.
And then it's $20 per person.
Yeah, yeah.
I have 6 phones in my line.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Fucking Asian.
So, Bobby, is your whole resolution this year is to just spend as little money as possible because you stop buying games pretty much altogether. You're not using any data. You're eating, you're drinking your meals.
Yeah. You know what, dude? If you buy an $1,100 hard drive, you got to cut some corners somewhere.
Okay.
Went from... First it started no drugs, then it went no drinking, then it went no
solid foods.
No solid foods. Then it went no games, and then it went no data, and now next air?
Well, air is free. Yeah, I mean, he's just gonna
no shirts,
if
no
it's
shoes,
free, he's
no
gonna
service.
Use the shit out of it.
I'm keeping it super, super simple.
At what point was it between the no alcohol and the no games, that when you had the no emotion part in there?
Oh, that he was born with that.
Okay.
He was born like
no,
that.
That was what the drinking was for.
He was crafted like that.
But wait, no games? Oh, no, you're talking about the bundle trash.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, like, you just kind of stopped.
No, when I stopped drinking, I started playing a lot more games.
Okay.
I started rediscovering old interests other than getting fucked up.
Well, the thing I'm saying about games is like we have to talk about a game that's just the best thing ever for weeks before you even look at it.
Yeah, it's funny, Bobby. As far as long as I've known you, I've never seen you like wasted. I don't think.
But you've seen him.
Dude,
drink.
The first time we hung out, I blacked out.
I'm curious,
I woke up on
Bobby.
Your couch.
I'm actually curious that before either one of us dies, if I'll ever see or be drunk with you, that would I just wonder.
How did you meet Bobby? How did Bobby meet you? I want this origin story.
Oh,
we've told it a couple.
You
times.
Know what? I think it was Warconis.
We have a lot of new listeners, yeah. So let's still.
Warconis said he goes, "Am I the first one to realize that Digital Logic is a combination of
it wasn't
Emilio and Bobby's handles?
It wasn't Warconis, but yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
I was like, yeah, the thing we've spoken about many times. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. Like. People come and go. Like, there's a group of like hardcore listeners, and they're gonna move on, and then a new hardcore group is gonna move in, and that's just the way. There's a few people that stay.
We stay at a solid 17 listeners. So that's cool.
Yeah. It's super strong.
Just keep them rotating.
I thought it was 12.
Bobby and I were in the same industry for a little bit, and we crossed paths. It was like super boring. It was like through a friend, but he was like, "Oh, I got a friend that does that." And I'll call him over. What was that guy's name?
What the fuck was his name? Tyler.
Yeah.
Longpo. Yeah.
You know what I like, though? I was thinking about it the other day, but this podcast is very organic. And that's how I feel about my stream as well.
No structure at all, is what you mean?
Well, organic in the sense that it wasn't proactive. It naturally came together.
Yeah.
Us meeting. And it wasn't like Bobby put out an application for a podcast.
It wasn't like Bobby's like, "Hey, I want to make a podcast. These are the things that I need. Let me go find those things." It was, yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah,
that's probably the best way. It was my idea. I'll start with that though. I was like, me and Bobby were playing probably TF2.
Yeah.
And we had just finished a conversation about, something going on in gaming. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Dude, we just said a lot of really smart shit. We should have just recorded that." And then he's like, "What do you mean?" I was like a podcast. And he's like, "Huh." And then I couldn't believe he went for it.
Yeah.
And then we could not, that lightning in the bottle over that TF2.
Yeah.
We hadn't captured that for like a year and a half before we could like speak eloquently. Not that we're eloquent now, but God damn, those first episodes are fucking dog shit.
I haven't heard them. I should go back and listen.
We scrapped the first two.
Yeah.
Cause those, and we also tried doing it remotely, which is totally different. And I think that's one special thing about our podcast. We're all in the same room.
Yeah.
It's a different.
As far as gaming podcasts, cause a lot of gaming, obviously they're all interconnected. They know the tech. So they just do it really via Skype or whatever. And it's not the same thing.
See, I thought the, like your two meeting was going to be a lot more, more romantic.
What happened that night, Bobby? You blacked out? I don't remember this. Did we go out?
Yeah. We went out.
Did your drink taste like?
Were your pants up or down when you woke up?
Yeah. Chad was there too. We went out to that. What was that club that's not there anymore? Stingray.
Yeah.
We went to Stingray. What part of town is that?
Downtown.
Dude, it's right across the street from.
It's called the Omni now.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha.
How many years ago was that?
2008.
Okay.
2007.
Probably around when you were born.
Yeah. We went out. Yeah, we got shit faced.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got super drunk and it wasn't a very exciting night.
Can't.
But you know, there's a lot of deal gaming trivia, and then maybe
not for you.
Anniversary we'll have the for a 5-year anniversary we'll have the trivia night. But yeah, the first game that me, Emilio, and Chad played together. Anyone remember that? Anybody in chat? No. Nope.
I don't even know. I was going to guess Smite, but it's not.
No, it was before Smite.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't think we have any like long-time
It's a big game.
Listeners.
WoW?
No, it wasn't WoW.
Huh.
It was wasn't it even Team TF2. Fortress? It was not TF2, surprisingly. It was a game that had recently come out, big deal.
Is the game still played today, or is it
Diablo?
Dead?
Not really.
Okay.
Diablo?
First of a series. It was Borderlands 1.
Okay.
Ooh, I could see that.
It was the first game we played together.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
see, I thought it was
enjoy
be like,
more trivia like that on our 5-year anniversary.
You guys are doing like together. A line of coke off a hooker's ass, like starting at two wings, like Lady of the Tramp style, and you guys kind of just like met in the middle.
That was exactly how it went.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
My story of how I was discovered is a little bit like that.
Yeah, so. Doing shots one. In the bathroom?
Yeah, I know, right? With that's Amelia's awesome. Girlfriend.
That's pretty awesome.
Who says it was just shots in the bathroom? What else did we do? Just kidding. Amelia's like, I believe it. No, just kidding.
You know, Chi, it seems like we got a lot of our aggression out this weekend. So we are just like we're having like a really good relationship right now. And it feels kind of weird to our listeners, I think.
What, we're being nice?
We're being nice.
Somebody punch somebody.
No, we're like agreeing with each other today. And it's just because
I'm trying to behave. I got most of my tilt and my rage out this week. So I'm mellow.
Did you guys even mention, when we were talking about Royale, you guys didn't talk about that part.
I didn't want to start it.
No, please. What about?
Not. All right, instigator. Yeah. You did that last week. We're good now.
Let's move on. Right. We got some listener questions. Good amount, too, here. Shadowmaster asks, what is your favorite game of all time? I'm going to guess Emilio's is Binding of Isaac. What is your favorite video game boss?
I always say Fallout 3, but really, it's probably Skyrim. I've played like 500 hours of Skyrim.
The like video game boss, we also have a second question that actually asks about memorable boss fights. Should we just combine that?
Oh, yeah. So JP Diddy asked, best or most memorable boss battles ever?
Okay.
Yeah.
So how about we just answer,
let's do Shadow Master and then go down time.
Shadow Master. Part one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Skyrim. I hate to like go AAA, but I am.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And we've answered this before, and yeah, everybody can guess. Yeah. Guess. Minnie, what's my favorite game of all time?
It's pretty easy, man.
Damn it.
Shooty, gun.
I'm thinking the space.
Valve title.
Valve? Oh. No, I don't know. Portal?
Left 4 Dead.
Right. Yeah. Hey, I should have known. I was going to guess the space shooter.
What? It's
the space shooter series by EA.
Were you good at Left 4 Dead, Jay?
I've never even played that.
You've played all of them.
Space shooter. Mass Effect?
That's the one.
Oh, top three.
We're RPGs. Really going downhill here, guys. Bobby, save it. Say something cool.
I'll say the coolest thing ever. Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight.
Is it not TF2? No.
TF2?
No. It's up there, though, right?
No. Dude, TF2, we had some good times together, but, you know, I can't put it up there with the... I don't know. I don't even consider that game like top five anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
I loved TFC at the time.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
So for me, Ninja Gaiden, because that game encompasses...
On console, right?
On console.
Yeah. The later ones?
Ninja Gaiden 2, my favorite one. So yeah,
is that when it went 3D or is that still 2D?
So, well, they had 1, 2, and 3 on Nintendo and then 1, 2, and 3 on Xbox.
How are you not playing Dark Souls, man? I feel like that was the...
I don't like the action in it. The action's a bit
too
slow.
Yeah.
See, Ninja Gaiden 2, the reason I like that is because the story is minimal. It's like, there's some evil dudes, fuck them up. Yeah. And it's like really fast-paced fighting. This is the Nintendo one you're watching.
Your favorite PC game of all time, though?
You have to play a lot of this game because there's no other way. It's so fucking hard.
Yeah, it's so punishing. Favorite PC game, probably Volgar the Viking, I think is the most well-made PC game.
I don't even know what that is.
It's old school.
It's old school-esque, but the game was made like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's a like 16-bit side-scroller. Really, really punishing.
Are you kidding?
Well. No.
I've never heard of this game. Yeah, Bobby, do you know about it?
Yeah, he's brought it up. It looks super old. That's why I'm...
Yeah, it's like a...
I need to stop giving these like blanket statements of never and... I don't know. I should say I don't remember.
Yeah.
This takes me back right here. This Ninja Gaiden footage from Nintendo. Oh, but I don't know, dude. Volgar the Viking, really?
It's just so well made. Because I have not found any problems with the game. That's why I think it's my favorite.
But
I think if you sat down to actually play this game, you'd be like, yeah, fuck this. I'm going to go play something else.
What about Salt and Sanctuary? I think you'd really enjoy that.
Never heard of it.
Dead Cells, maybe that one's too recent.
Yeah, Dead Cells is good, but it's roguelike, and I just like linear action.
Game of all time here.
That's what's coming to mind. Like, Volgar the Viking is just such a well-made game. I can't say anything bad about it.
You can go fuck yourself, dude.
Okay.
First of all, the graphics aren't great.
Like I said, it's... Right, oh, my God. I guess I'm wrong. I'm wrong in my favorite game.
Yeah, you are. It's clearly.
All right. JP Diddy's question. So second part of this, also Shadow Master was asking, best or most memorable boss battle?
Ooh.
The first thing that just jumps to mind is anything from, what's the one where you're a kid and on PlayStation 2 and you fight the giant things? It's
Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, Shadow of the Colossus. Especially the one that's the giant colossus that walks around like a big ape and you climb his, like, that's the first one that pops to mind. What do you guys got? Oh,
I'm thinking
maybe
raid
Crisis.
Bosses.
Oh yeah. Crisis 2 or maybe 1.
The first one had a really good
boss battle. Yeah, there's like that giant monster that comes out and you're on the aircraft carrier, right, Bobby?
That's the first one.
That was fucking epic, dude.
That was a good boss battle, yeah.
Yeah. That I felt like some major shit's going on, you know? Yeah. So, yeah. Gee, which raid bosses?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm thinking about so many of the World of Warcraft raid bosses that I've fought against, and I just remember all of them being so much fun. Trying to remember some of the most memorable. What's the one that was in... what's that? Oh, my gosh. It's been so long.
I really like the one that was like a play.
I love that one. Of it. Yeah. The Big Bad Wolf. I forgot his name. That was hands down one of them. But it's one of the most memorable. I don't remember the name anymore. But KZ, like that entire raid, hell the fuck yes. And then Van Cleef, for some reason, VC, just because he's like one of the first bosses you fight.
He's a pirate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's like I would say some of my favorite boss fights are from World of Warcraft.
I've been thinking about playing WoW again recently.
I want to start it when it goes vanilla. I want to do that.
Vanilla for sure, but I've already bought the expansion, so I'll probably hop into it.
I don't care about it. Like, why do you care about vanilla? Like, why just start from there getting the same shit?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
It is different. Like, it's so easy to go through the game right now as with the expansion. Oh, like you can just hit.
You want the grind.
Well, here's the thing about vanilla.
Wow.
The progress that you make in vanilla is permanent as opposed to an expansion being released and then you have to start over. Right now, the way the game works, and I realized this on the last one, if you don't start playing WoW again when an expansion comes out, you're pretty much wasting your time. You're going to always be behind the people who did start when the expansion came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I like the idea of just like this game that I can come back to at any time and my progress matters.
Ooh, guys, Cyberpunk 2077, the trailer just went up.
Do you want to check
that
out?
That's what it is. Yeah. Do it live.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know what that is, that's from the project from CG Projekt Red,
yeah,
which did The Witcher. So this is big stuff.
Do you want to watch it with sound? I think we can do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Are we allowed to?
We don't ask.
I mean, it's public information.
We don't have any rules around here.
That was a teaser trailer that just went up yesterday. Okay. And they've had
teasers. Did it? Is this what we're talking about?
It says 1 day ago.
Yeah, he said teaser trailer here. No, he said trailer.
He does, yeah.
Zap, can you get us a link, please? If there's
They streamed it on Twitch.
Oh.
They released it on YouTube. I don't know.
I'm sure somebody will.
Fuck it. Do it live. Yeah.
Maybe by the end of this episode.
Yeah, I'll keep looking for it. We'll just roll on with listener questions.
Yeah, because somebody's going to take that Twitch and then clip it or whatever. Okay. It's going to take some time.
Yeah.
Teaser trailer.
5 years ago. Jesus.
Damn. Mm.
So boss battle, I really like the Crisis answer. Maybe I'll go with that one because not only was that a great boss fight, but that was the first time you see the alien spaceship like in its entirety, I think. And that was really impressive. And most people, because Crisis was a very difficult game to run, but especially that part, if you were able to put your graphics settings really, really high, that looked incredible.
Mm-hmm. Especially for the time.
Yeah.
And still now that shit would hold up, I think, graphically.
Mm-hmm. I would go back and play the first Crisis.
Official E3 2018 trailer. That's it. The second one.
4 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
No,
this it's not appropriate for us. Okay, scrap it. Right. Scrap it. Okay. We're not good.
Let me get a little bit of sound here. Make sure it's not too loud.
Ooh.
I
want to play The Witcher again so bad, too.
In 2077, they voted my city the worst place to live in America. Main issues, sky-high rate of violence, and more people living below the poverty line than anywhere else. deny it, it's all true. But everybody still wants to live here. This city's always got a promise for you. Might be a lie, an illusion.
So far, no gameplay.
It's there, just around the corner. And it keeps you going.
It's just showing like a whole bunch of the world right now.
It's a city of dreams, and I'm a big dreamer
with a big gun.
I'm getting a Grand Theft Auto vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like, probably like martial law would be induced.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
I like the way it looks. I mean, who knows what the game's going to play like.
So we just saw a cinematic trailer, no gameplay. Yeah, like I said, it looks like a Grand Theft Auto vibe. Maybe you're started from the bottom, now we're here kind of thing.
Yeah, Rhythm Max says GTA Blade Runner.
Yeah,
seems
sure.
Appropriate.
The city wasn't as fucked up as it is in Blade Runner, I wouldn't say. It looked like a functioning city.
Yeah, there's no problems with the city, like no fires going off everywhere.
Right.
It looks, I don't know, it thematically, like that works for me so much more than the whole fantasy, horses, witchery shit. Like, I can't get into fantasy. Cyberpunk, like, I can get burned down on it, but I'm definitely way more on board with that.
Yeah. So far, this is probably the most interesting thing I've seen since
this year.
Yeah, since E3 started.
E3, I mean.
And of course, we still have a lot more that has yet to be released, but Cyberpunk does look very interesting.
Can somebody find did they say release date? Anything? I'll leave it up to chat, Bobby. We can move on. Right.
Okay, let's move on with some more questions here. Ghost Nico asks, AMD Ryzen or Intel 7, which do you feel is better? Kind of a tech question here. I have not used an AMD processor in a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real long time. You can always look up benchmarks and kind of figure out how they stack up next to each other, but I don't know. I can speak for Intel. Like, I'm always very satisfied with their CPUs, and I always lean towards that whenever I'm building a new machine, but I understand that Ryzen has done pretty well. But I don't know, I'm just more comfortable with Intel.
Yeah, I'm using an i7, no complaints at all. If I had any reason to pursue something different, maybe then I'd buy a Ryzen, but like, I mean, my i7 is great.
We're 100% Intel here, huh?
Yeah.
And NVIDIA, I think, too.
Yeah.
Dang.
What's crazy is it's been like that for a long time. I used to always buy AMD and always used to buy ATI graphics cards.
Yeah, so did I. Like 2007 is when I was doing that AMD ATI thing.
Yeah, hey, I think I made the switch right around there.
Hey, Mini, on a completely different note, I heard the interview that you had with Duck last week.
Yes.
Raft. It looks kind of interesting, right?
That game looks really interesting.
Yeah, do you think about picking it up, or how much is it? Do you know?
I don't know how much it is. Not a game for me, but I mean, I don't do sim games very well.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, people that are into sim games, Raft looks awesome.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty cool. It's a game where you're on a raft and you're just trying to like get garbage out of the sea while you're floating along to trying to build up your raft more while avoiding sharks and things attacking your raft. So it's like a
city builder almost.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, but just your little raft. Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's a cool idea.
All right.
It was on our podcast last week. You should check it out, Bobby.
That's about it. So let's get into what we're going to do for next week, and also any predictions for the rest of E3. By the time this episode airs, that shit will be out, but I don't know. Any predictions for
I'm
going to
predict no Elder Scrolls reveal.
Okay. I'm on board with that. They're already doing something. What are they doing?
Bethesda's They're doing 76.
Oh, right.
76, yeah.
Microsoft will probably announce some shit nobody cares about.
Yeah, something I think HoloLens was.
You think they might be doing the Halo thing?
Yeah, something Halo.
Yeah.
I predict a brand new Battle Royale.
Seven, at least? Seven of them? How many is the question?
That'll be interesting to see if there's any more Battle Royale announcements at E3, because that totally is a trend right now. But I wonder if they're just already aware that it's passing and the ship has sailed and there's no way that you can make a profitable one at this point.
Is that true, though? I think Realm Royale is going to be profitable.
Yeah, I think it's going to do really well. But how many more of these can we have? I mean, we've been through this with MMOs. Through it with MOBAs. I mean,
except for like things like first-person shooters or immersive sims, they just seem to always...
Oh, new Forza. If you make a good new one. Gears. That's what I was wondering. Like, are they going to have a new Gears of War? No Fable.
Too bad, no Fable. I am waiting for another Fable.
Last week on the podcast, I said that Battle Royales, if you're not the two, PUBG or Fortnite, you're not going to make it. And then Realm Royale comes out of nowhere and just like takes the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does something different. I think that's why it works.
Yeah.
I just want a multiplayer spotlight outside of what? BF5 and then what else? Multiplayer coming
out. The new Call of Duty.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Outside of Call of Duty Battlefield, I just want to see something multiplayer, potentially co-op even.
Hey, you guys, this week, do you have time to try out that tower defense game that we talked about last week?
Oh,
maybe not.
The first-person shooter tower defense?
I might be able to do it later in the week. Friday, Saturday. Yeah.
This is I'm going to have a crazy week this week. It's going to be hard to get some gaming in, but after that, I'm on vacation and then I'll have plenty of time. So
summer vacation.
Summer vacation. My gosh.
I'm also going on vacation at the end of this month too for a week and a half, but I'm going to get more gaming in because of vacation.
Nice.
Because of my brothers. We're probably going to do some fun stuff.
I think I'm going to be moving. Sam does not want this, so it's just going to be a fight, but I think I'm going to be moving my computer into the garage.
Why does she not want that?
She says, I'll never see you again.
Okay, that was my thought.
That's kind of nice. I wish I could do that with my boyfriend.
First, you need a garage.
But I want it for two reasons. One, like, I can do all my workouts. Like, I like to look at the screen.
Mm-hmm. You need a man cave.
Yeah, and I'll be hardwired, my internet. Uh-huh. And then, that's pretty much it. Oh, and the VR.
You know what? You might as well just like put a small couch in the area.
Yeah.
So that way Sam can hang out. She doesn't have to lay in bed to hang out with you.
I don't want her to. No, I'm kidding. All right, let's move on.
That's all you need, just a small couch.
So what games do you guys think you're going to be playing this week?
Fallout 4 and Battle Royale, most likely.
Whatever I can play on my PS Vita now because my laptop sucks.
Dude.
All right, do you need a laptop? I have a laptop you could use.
Yeah, if I'm you have like a spare laptop that can like run Netflix, that would just make my week.
Yeah, I don't use it.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah.
God, we're getting along way too well right now. I don't like it.
Shh. It's a whisper. It's a fart in the wind. Do not call attention to it. On Fallout 4, it's funny because people are playing in VR now, right? And
Really? There's VR for Fallout 4? I didn't know that.
Oh, it looks awesome.
And somebody's like,
"What? How do I do that?
You have a VR.
I mean, we have a VR.
Yeah. And then, so take one to your house.
The Reddit post you're talking about?
Yeah. He's like, I couldn't do this. He's like, I couldn't do this in vanilla. He stuck his gun outside the window and shot the guy that's on the other side of the wall.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Like at a 90-degree angle. So it was,
I don't know if I don't know if I have the space, and I don't know if my computer can handle it.
Probably you have a 970.
You should set it up here first, and then maybe I'll consider.
I have the perfect space. Yeah,
you do. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah.
You can fit a couch
in
there.
That shit's happening.
You can fit a Sam couch in there.
I'm going to be like, bitch! VR. I want to set that up this week, or today, maybe.
Maybe I can find a game on the PS Vita that is also on Steam, so I can maybe play a game on Steam-ish. I'll do that.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Just get my laptop. Are you leaving?
Tonight. Like 3 hours.
On the way home, maybe? Okay.
Bobby?
Don't know yet. Like I said, I'm not going to have a lot of time this week.
Leisure Suit Larry?
I'm going to continue playing that game. And I don't even know if I want to stream that game. If you want to see me fail at stupid mini games.
When's your next tournament?
That doesn't start for a while. Next season doesn't start till
the season's
August.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
And you've finished your season at number one?
No. Well, we went to playoffs and we got eliminated immediately.
Damn. Oh. Why don't you bring that up?
Because he got eliminated immediately.
That was pretty much the news right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
The other team prepared a lot more than we did. And I think everyone was a little burnt out by the end of the season. So we kind of went into it with just a poor attitude.
Okay.
Weird. Because you're coming off with like a winning streak, no?
Oh, but in other news, I might be playing HOTS with Bobby now. Because I actually found somebody outside of Bobby that I really want to play HOTS with. And
You never wanted to play with Bobby. I get it.
No. It's Bobby's, like, that's the thing. It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I want to play with Bobby.
Nobody likes robots. It's fine.
Bobby doesn't want to
play. And it's okay to hate them. They don't feel it.
Bobby has all these HOTS accounts because he doesn't want to bring the MMR of all these plebs into his rating.
Yeah, I don't want to weigh Bobby down.
Bobby has like
four. I don't want to weigh Bobby down, but now that I found somebody who might be good at the game, it might.
Well, he has four accounts, so he doesn't matter. He just like
divide that equilibrium.
Yeah. I do have a fourth one now, don't I?
Yeah, he just made one like 2 weeks ago with Rhythm and I.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's all good. I'm always down to play HOTS, and I'll absolutely be playing that. I've been really focusing on practicing and getting better at that game, especially with on this new team that I'm on. I'm playing a different position, so I've been practicing different heroes, trying to get those good. Also, mid-season brawl is going on right now. That's like, it's like BlizzCon, but halfway through the year. It's like a little mini BlizzCon tournament. It's all regions playing, and games have been pretty interesting. But I don't know what I guess it's going to be that in Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
I'm sorry I asked.
It's going to be one of those weeks. Tune into the stream, folks.
You know how Bobby usually always has black everything in his house?
Dark gray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His towel is the only thing that's white.
Yeah. Is that it?
Towel?
Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh.
He has a white towel.
Oh.
A black towel. Gone. Never mind. It was such a good podcast.
That is about the quality of jokes you can expect in Leisure Suit Larry. That's about as good as it gets, folks. Tune in, twitch.tv/Robert_Digital.
All right, speaking for Bobby, Chi, Mini Del Macho.
Oh, fuck yes.
And myself.
I have a name.
He's super gay.
Oh. Somebody called him Macho the other night. I'm like, his name's not Macho, it's Mini.
Yeah, yeah. You got super offended by somebody calling me Macho.
Oh, you know, it's like quite the contrary.
That was Dwarf Furious, by the way.
Yeah.
I had something lined up. Battle Royale titties with cheese. Bye, everybody.
What combo number is that?
Are we okay? I'll take it, buddy.